Blog Talk Radio.
And I'm here, man. Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Low down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Oh. Surprise y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To get the piece of the piece, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive for motivational track to see successful guests. Promoter self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Friday at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Peace and greetings, everyone. I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to the remix. I am your host, of course, Miss Blue, and you know where you are. You are live in the remix. Want to say welcome, welcome, welcome to everyone in the forum tonight. It is so good to have you here joining us. Tonight is January the 18th, Friday night, 2013, and of course, you know where you are live in the remix. Whew, I am so glad that it is Friday night. Good to have everyone here. In the remix, want to say welcome to all of our international listeners who are listening out there and listening from all over the world. Welcome you guys to joining us in the forum tonight. 646-652-2711 is the number to call for the remix, and you want to go ahead and lock that number in. You can also come on over. I see everyone getting themselves set up in chat as well as getting themselves set up on the phone lines. So you can either call in to listen, or you can come on over and you can join us in chat to listen to us live here in the chat form. The Remix family is over here, and they're sure to make you feel welcome. Let me go ahead and give you some cosmic directions to get yourself on over. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/theremix, all one word, and come on in. If you're a guest and you're joining us in the forum for the very first time, I want to say peace and greetings to you and welcome here to the Remix family. All you have to do is click the sign up button at the very bottom. It takes about 2 to 3 minutes. Sign up, tell us who you are, and come on in and chat with the Remix family. Oh boy, peace and greetings to all of you guys out there. I see you out there. Joining us live here in the forum tonight is Brother Panic. Brother Panic's going to be coming on, and he's going to be talking about the new cosmic mentality. So it's sure to be a great share, as always. So I want to invite you guys to just come on over, get yourself situated, and chat with us. The first thing I want to let you know that you can download this show and all of the remix shows that have been on the radio. And if you did not get a chance to hear the show on last week on Sunday night, Brother Bilal was here from Bilal the Experience, and that show was Clash of the Titans, The Evolution of Love. Very, very powerful share there where Brother Bilal broke down the nature of Saturn. So that show, the show that you're hearing tonight, and all of the shows on the remix can be found on iTunes. You can come right over here to www.blogtalkradio.com/TheRemix, download it straight to your computer, listen while you're online, or you can click the purple iTunes button and you can listen via there. It doesn't matter how you listen, as long as you download, and you listen to that show as well as the show tonight and all the other shows right here on The Remix. Woo! I don't know about you guys, but it's been a pretty busy week. And I am so glad that we're here in the forum tonight. I want to say thank you to all of you I've connected with in the readings this week. It's been amazing, as always, and some stories that I'll be sharing with you later at another time. So Everyone is excited for the show tonight, and I am certainly excited. Don't forget, it's Friday night, and on Sunday night, Brother Panic is going to be coming back to do a Q&A. So we have a weekend filled with lots of things going on the remix tonight, and lots of listeners out there. I'm excited about it. I'm excited to hear what Brother Panic has to say coming on the forum. This is the first time, you know, we just started back doing shows here, but the first time he's coming on in 2013. So I'm sure you guys are in for an amazing treat. So I want to say thank you to all of you guys out there for listening and supporting the remix as we continue this journey and keep going forward. Tonight is Friday night. Remember, on Sunday night, orders go out for the Kim Deck. If you don't know what that is, get yourself over www.MissBlueBlast.com/cards, all one word, and you can see what everyone wrote about that. You know how you can always reach me at question4blue at gmail.com for readings and all kinds of things. Brother Panic is here tonight, and you know how you can reach out to Brother Panic for your herb pack. Your herb pack, I think, is 2.0 and beyond, because I know it's going to be some new goodies he has as well, too. And guess what? You can reach Brother Panic at panicpack@hotmail.com for his magical classes and all kinds of great things that we're going to be getting into tonight. Tonight, Brother Panic is going to be talking about the new cosmic mentality. So we're going to start by getting into the share, and we're going to be listening to a selection here. Welcome to the remix, everyone. It is so good to have you guys here. I see Amsterdam's in the house, Japan is in the house, the UK is in the house, Brazil is in the house, Australia's in the house, Canada's in the house. We got all of our international listeners as well as all of you who are listening from here and many, many others that's joining us tonight. And so it is so good. So good to have you in the house tonight. So here we go. We're going to do a little bit of reflection here as we get ready to welcome Brother Panic to the forum. So here you go, you guys. You're live in the remix. Live in the remix. Yes, yes, yes. And it's Friday night. Can you believe that? All right. So we're going to be playing a very special selection here. So give me just a second as I get that set up for you. And I see you guys out there. So welcome, 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 everyone, to the forum tonight. Yes, yes, yes. I see you out there. Yes, and Brother Panic's in the chat room as well, too. So that's always cool. That's cool.
Ladies and gentlemen,
stop! It's the remix!
This is Blue Raspberry Wen, and you are live in the remix.
Hey, yeah!
Have you never loved again? Love will live on.
Let's go ahead and welcome Brother Penick to the forum. Peace and greetings to you, Brother Penick.
Peace. What's going on, Miss Blue?
Peace. Everything is good. What's good with you?
Just chilly mostin'. You can hear me well?
I can. You sound a little distant, but I can hear you.
Let me see. Let me make sure this is plugged in right.
A little staticky there. A little staticky.
Let me just keep talking. I'll hold this little mic because these are the same headphones that I use.
Okay.
So let me know if it gets worse or better. I have other headphones.
Okay. It sounds like it's good now. Sound like you're good
now. Okay. Yeah, I'm just holding it now. Did we hear Baby Blue?
No. No, let's do Baby
Blue.
Let's
get this together for 2013.
Let's get
this together.
Oh, gosh. Wait a minute. I'm all over the place. I wanted to make sure we got this song in.
La, 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 the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Okay, shit ain't. Now the shit could get started. Now this shit here could get started. I will have to say, I am one disappointed nigga that instead of, we're doing shows about the mentality of Saturn, instead of doing the motherfucking show from Saturn, you know what I'm saying, in 2013, you know, I was the first nigga to hope this shit went out with a bang. You know what I mean? I was looking for fucking Skyscrapers to Fall, Independence Day, the fucking Anunnaki to come back, Lizard People. You fucking name it. I was looking for some shit.
Mm.
But it don't work that way. Evidently.
Right.
But at the very, there's always an escape route that I left myself. You know, see, I did a whole motherfucking tape about the stars falling and everything because, you know, I'm zealous because that's the ultimate goal. But what we cannot escape, that we all going to die.
That's
and
right.
That no matter how you slice it,
that's right.
That transformation, you're not getting away from.
No.
Because we need to understand, even though there is mythology and predictions of this reality ending, a lot was hoping for this particular year because of the Mayan calendar, but turns out in the November of 2012, they showed all these goddamn documentaries where they found more of a calendar.
Yeah.
Shit just keeps going.
They actually found it more earlier in the year.
Right. They sure enough did. And they started really pumping them up. There was one on the History Channel where there was this ritual hole, I guess, filled with water, where they were able to get into it, found more of the calendar, and it really does nothing but just continue to the next what were they calling it? The Batoon or whatever.
Right.
But here's the good news. Here's the good news. And this is not nothing that's a breakthrough. This was either or. And this is something I used to talk about before. Either this thing ends and the entire party's over, or the worst-case scenario is we start to go deeper or reach the height of this golden age that we're going into. So if the mere fact that we're sitting around on the remix only means we're still in the golden age. And what we're going to do is talk about the mentality of the golden age, because nothing is just going to happen. Nothing is just going to happen. We're the ones who make this shit happen. It's up to us. And I'm going to explain, and I know this is necessary because as I'm doing it in my class, I can see how people are eating this information up because no one really has explained this detail to them, the astral versus the earth plane, and how so-called magic, so-called thought, works, how the process is to change this reality. No one knows the mentality to change this reality. We're still in a stage of co-signing with realities that we have already created. So, for instance, Saturn, Jupiter, Mercury retrograde, you got to remember, we talk as if somebody somewhere else more powerful than us has laid this shit out, and now we become geniuses by following these rules. But the reality is, it was us who laid it out for a certain time, and it is us who can supersede any of these so-called rules, these so-called attributes that we are so-called either stuck in following, routinely following, or just have found out about and now have started to follow. So we need to understand, for a new age, in a new paradigm shift, our minds need to shift to create the reality for this new paradigm shift. And there's ways we're not going to make it. Based upon this funky victimization mentality that we have been trained into and have convinced ourselves that we are empowering ourselves by becoming an empowered victim has got to stop. For instance, and we'll talk about it a little bit more, the Django. Now, you've heard Spike Lee criticize this movie. I don't know the updates, but the first criticism from Spike Lee was, how dare Quentin Tarantino make a movie trivializing the Holocaust of the black man? I haven't seen the movie yet, but our Holocaust is no joke or no spaghetti western. Now, when Spike Lee first came out in criticism of Quentin Tarantino, we need to know that all three of them, Robert Rodriguez, Quentin Tarantino, who worked closely together, the last thing they did together was those two horror movies where there was a double feature, that chase movie, which was real symbolic. Quentin Tarantino, the white car chasing the black car and so on and so forth, calling it Mother. And Robert Rodriguez, the dude that did Dust Till Dawn, Quentin Tarantino was in it. They all went to NYU together, including Spike Lee, so they knew each other. Quentin Tarantino is not scientific. In fact, he wrote the script to Natural Born Killers. And I read the original script, and it was nothing but a chunk of American cinema. Badass white people murdering, which is his thing. Car movies, surfboard fucking movies, and just badass chunk of Americana movies. No science. Oliver Stone took Natural Born Killers, rewrote the script, inserted a chakra story, and it's a very detailed chakra story. If you look at American Natural Born Killers, Quentin Tarantino hated it, but Oliver Stone was making the point of science versus just this mindless American killing. Quentin Tarantino had none of it, and that's how his movies went. Now, Spike Lee, of course, his greatest movie, in my opinion, was Miracle at St. Anna, which was a very slow evolution from what it is he was doing. So once you see the Django, and maybe we'll talk about it in detail, what is clear is this is the movie that Spike Lee, John Singleton, or anybody else should have evolved in the making. What's so sad is a white man had to make this. We were trying to do that. At the essence of this movie was actually the true black hero. This was done once in a different context by Sweet Sweet Back's Badass Song. And then Melvin Van Peebles, the creator of Sweet Sweet Back, which was embraced by the Black Panthers at his time, would tell you himself. What they did was take that idea and water it down to Shaft, all those Slaughter's big ripoffs, T's Revenge, and all of these movies where this hero just becomes this super bad nigga as opposed to someone who's fighting for the people. He becomes an individual super bad motherfucker. Now, Shaft, more watered down, what you would see is they become womanizers instead of fighting for the honor of the black woman, if you will, or whatever you want to call it. And they become, but they keep the theme of sticking it to the man, fucking up corrupt cops or fucking up corrupt white people in the mafia, in gangs. What was deep about what Quentin Tarantino did with Jackie Brown was the ultimate screen goddess, which was Pam Grier, the template of the 70s black woman. And as a side note, when we made contact, when I made contact with Queen T, because people were saying it was Michelle Obama, Queen T. So I said, let me go and find out. Her answer was, no, she's not, that Queen T came back on the planet through the 70s icon symbology of the black woman with the afro, the Cleopatra Jones, the Foxy Browns. And that whole 70 was the era of Queen T, or the rise of Queen T, a bad motherfucker, shut your mouth type shit. Now, as a side note, so what Quentin Tarantino did, you had Pam Grier, the ultimate goddess, template throughout her movies to kick Whitey's ass. In the movie, she takes down a black man. She takes down Sam Jackson. They flirt with the idea of her in a romantic position by this white man, which saves her in the end. Even though she still outslips these white people, the cop and whatnot, she still does it and gets Sam killed in the end, which is a total turnaround from what she truly was. So this is done by on purpose. This is done to totally take your energy, to control your energy. So Quentin Tarantino, this movie was off the motherfucking hook. But what you have, the greatest statement in it, if you want to look for the corrupt thing, if you want to look for the conspiracy thing, the greatest thickness in this movie was the fact that he did a movie that these black men could not do. No matter how much power they amassed in Hollywood, it was almost throwing it in their motherfucking face what it is they couldn't do. John Singleton could never do a goddamn movie like this. And also, you look at the movie that Spike Lee just fucking did to show you how petty niggas are. People didn't care. He did a movie called Red Hook Summer, which is in goddamn Walmart for goddamn $9 already. No one knew this movie exists. Now, what he did in the movie, first and foremost, if anyone knows the history, when Spike Lee did Do the Right Thing, there was a director, a black director from the hood, who rode on the coattails of Spike Lee called Matty Rich. Matty Rich was from Red Hook and did a movie from Red Hook, which is a terrible movie called Straight Out of Brooklyn, and was iconic, but because of the thunder that Spike Lee was amassing with She's Gotta Have It and School Days, the press started putting Matty Rich in this same category. Spike Lee came out and started talking about how this guy never went to school, this is ridiculous, and so on and so forth. They got in this big war. Spike Lee helped him get into NYU. He flunked out of that, so on and so forth. So Spike Lee is doing a movie out there to stick it to Matty Rich. Now, Spike Lee has also been in this war with Tyler Perry. And Tyler Perry's movies, not only just because of the dress and the mindless ignorance, about 35 movies about how to save Rudy Huxtable's life, like anyone actually gives a fuck. But what he does, which is real subliminal, And I don't think it's because he's even aware of it. He puts this Christian theme in it as if this is such a normalcy for black folks. This is what we do, and there are no other options. So when you look at Straight Out of Brooklyn, Spike Lee recreated the character Mookie and put on the Fruit of Islam hat. Just that alone challenges Tyler Perry. Tyler Perry went as far as, in one of his movies, he goes past a scene, goes past a house, and it says Top Dog Pizza, which was a shot at Spike Lee based upon Spike Lee's biggest movie, at Do the Right Thing, being based upon the pizza joint, Sal's. And eventually he gets into the detail corruption and the ignorance of religion, still going at Tyler Perry. Now, in the bigger picture, this is quite interesting for Spike Lee, but it's extremely petty when you have this white man who has proved how much he hates black people with Ving Rhames, with what he did with Pam Grier. If I think about it much more, and it's in my book much more of what he's done with it in terms of, you know, all that dead nigga storage and all the rest of that shit, you know what I'm saying? Now, you can see how petty it is. So what he's doing is showing all this argument that Spike Lee and the rest of them doing, he's throwing in their face the shit that they couldn't do. But at the same time, spiritually, he fucked up, because the imagery that he showed activates something more than he could destroy with just having this petty war with Spike Lee. So if you haven't seen that movie, I don't want to give too much of it away, but usually little things, like I said, I've studied this mind control movies well. Either he dropped the ball, was ignorant, or was trying to get his ass into motherfucking heaven. Because subliminally, there are things they could do even when they present you as a hero. There's things they could do. See, for instance, here's the thing they do for mind control. The white man who was with the Django in the movie, where they would get you is subtly he would be controlling the situation without him controlling the situation. But what they did was, when he went to rescue his woman, Django took control even over the white man, which they didn't have to do. There was a lot of subtle things where the white man became, they have to make a reality because he was a slave. But once he was on, it became Django who became the hero. You get what I'm saying? It became the Django who was the hero. Somebody said Spike Lee's wife was white. Spike Lee doesn't have a white wife. She has a black wife who's a lawyer. And she looks good, too. Now, anyway, so remember, we already talked about this. Because this is our agenda, and what you really had was Shango Unchained. This movie undoubtedly was about Shango. Very entertaining movie, and I don't give a fuck how advanced you are. Something in you wants to see a slave get revenge. We know it. I know it. Even white people were standing up clapping because it's way overdue. Spike Lee, John Singleton, and the rest of them fucking so-called niggas couldn't deliver it, and that was the real motherfucking truth. We have... And as we get into this cosmic mentality, we have a victimization mentality. If Spike Lee would have did that movie, you would have still felt as if you were the victim. If you look at Do the Right Thing, as funny as it was, you still see shit like Tawana Didn't Lie. You watch Higher Learning, a nigga got to get shot. You watch Ricky get killed. It's always from this victim perspective. We haven't gotten over the victimization portion of it. And this is very important because as we move into where we're moving into, this is the thing we must let go. All right? And we're going to start getting into the lecture. First, we make sure, Blue, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, just making sure you're there. Because talking to myself, I usually do that by myself, so it's not worth it on a Friday night. So just making sure you're there.
No. The whole remix is here. We're here.
All right, just trying to get this the Django stuff out the way before we get into the science of what we're getting into tonight. All right, what am I talking about next? All right, this victimization mentality. I'm sorry, conscious folks. I've said it many a times, but I'm going to say it now because now is more important than ever. It just does not fly. It just does not fly. We're going to have to give that up. We're going to have to see ourselves in the place of the victor because that's the way the cookie is going to crumble. It does not crumble anyway. Let me give you the biblical understanding first or the biblical story or allegory that explains something that's happening now. And if you do not get on board with it, you're going to jerk yourself. You're going to jip yourself, and you're going to keep yourself in this goddamn matrix or this reality. First and foremost, I had at least 3 emails, people asking me to mail them their herb pack before I ascended. Listen, you people, you can deal with this information 1,000 ways, but the real science is this truly a very limited way to understand it or a limited mentality for you to understand this for it to be truly effective for alchemy. Any other way, you're just repeating, reading shit, and you know, like I know. I don't give a fuck who you fooling. You may be the smartest dummy on your block, but I get the questions, and I know it's not working for you. I know the limitations on how it's working, and those limitations are based upon your mentality, the way you are interpreting this information, the mentality that you think you need to adapt to become something. What you're not doing is taking this information to understand what it is you already are and to get into the frequency of new change. You can't get into the frequency of new change if you are just repeating a sermon that has just been already fucking laid out by someone who came before you, someone who's telling you some shit about how bad some shit is, and you disagree how bad shit is because shit is bad for you anyway, and it could just be motherfucking the weather for your ass, but somebody just tells you it's the fucking harp and Illuminati, you're just willing to agree with that because you have a mentality of victimization. Once you let loose that mentality, once you adapt the mentality, the mindset, the frequency of victory, then you begin your process of alchemy. If you are sitting around watching Batman, to wondering about how many motherfuckers they shot in the movie theater, who's under MK Ultra, and what they're doing, and how. But see, the part that you're not getting is it don't even affect you, and there's nothing you could do about it except talk about it. It's good to have that information and know where it comes from, but it is not alchemy. It is not what's going to change you. It is not what makes you a god. It's what they're trying to do to deify themselves off your back is what they try to do to catch your attention so you can give your energy to them. Because if you have your mind on their issues, how could you have your mind on the issues you need to deal with to become what is being laid before you cosmically per the age that we're in? While you're worried about me ascending so you can get a fucking herb pack. What's your, you mean, so in other words, you're telling me the greatest thing you could do is smoke a herb pack while I go somewhere, while I've been telling your ass that you can do what I can do and better, I am not special. Yeah. The stars didn't open up and I didn't fall down. All I did was decide to open up the fucking stars, which if you have melanin, kundalini, a pineal, or a black monkey ass, and you know how to read, then you can do it too. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. You can do it too. There's nothing that's stopping you. Well, the only thing that's stopping you is your constant mind control of being a victim. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Of being a victim. We have to give that up. If you see, this alchemy is not about gaining more shit. It's about letting shit go. You get what I'm saying? Letting shit go. So you walking around acting like you know because you're smarter than you was when you were sitting in the pew pits. But don't think, don't think you went anywhere better because you still have the same template, the same motif. You just apply the new vocabulary to it. And believe you me, that's not going to work. You ain't got to believe me. Believe yourself. Because you know, after the smoke is clear, after the remix show is over, and after you off at Facebook, you're still looking in the mirror with a fucking question mark in your face.
That's right.
What does it all mean?
Right.
Well, I guess I'll go get a hero. I'm trying to empower you. And to empower you, what it is you need to understand how the process of empowerment works, which you're not getting. You're not getting.
Yeah.
What you're able to get is your victimization. So I even see teachers who said, fuck it. Why teach you? Let me just give you what you know and tell you all about how bad it is, what they're doing to your kids. What they do. Yeah, they're doing that. I'm not saying they're not. But let me ask you this. What the fuck you going to do about it? The only thing you can do is supersede it. You need to understand within yourself the power in you to supersede anything needs to be unlocked in you. And you cannot unlock it from a place of fear. And you talk constant fear. Is Beyonce talking about Baphomet? That's the best you got for me? You know what I'm saying? Shit. If Beyonce is talking about Baphomet, you niggas need to run to that shit because she is way more successful than you conscious niggas. You get what I'm saying? Half these hoes think she Oshun. And she's just sitting around doing that same African dance. That same half-ass African titty-popping dance. And half you niggas calling up Oshun from the golden age. You get what I'm saying? Y'all niggas need to get the ring. You get what I'm saying? We're going to be here Friday and Sunday. Sunday is all questions day. I owe y'all nothing but questions, and we're going to get right into questions. We'll see how far this goes. Maybe we'll get into questions tonight. Maybe the fuck not. Either way, we'll be back Sunday for questions. So I'll be here Friday and Sunday.
And
this
Sunday
is one of the reasons why I'm teaching classes now, because I'm showing folks, if you don't take my word for it, you can talk to the folks.
Right.
These classes are packed. We're about to do a new cycle. You better get into it now. This is how to have the mindset to be. I have motherfuckers in my class saying, look, I've been doing it for 20 years. Now I get it. I say, yeah, because it's a mentality. The information is useless if you don't know how to apply it. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
The information is useless if you don't know how to apply it. You get what I'm saying? I've seen 1,000 motherfuckers shoot heroin. I know all the information about heroin and how to tie a rope and everything. I don't know what the fuck to do with it. You know what I'm saying? What the fuck to do with it? You get what I'm saying? You need the experience. You get what I'm saying? So I show people how to experience it in my class. And we'll get more into that. So we need a new cosmic mentality. The cosmos is forever changing. The only law of the cosmos is change. This is where you get the concept of chaos. Chaos on Earth represents havoc, because Earth is a place of creation, and creation represents order. Before creation, there's a reality called chaos, which is represented as in school as potential energy. All things can be born out of this energy. All things can be born. Chaos, meaning we are from a place where all realities can come out of us. The melanin represents the realm of chaos. The melanin in you represents you as the chaos being. To deal, activate, work with melanin is dealing with the realm of chaos before creation. To deal with your melanin means all things can be created out of your melanated being. Simple as that. To access your melanin, you don't just do it, by saying, guess what, I have melanin and I'm better than you. All you're doing is accessing your own fucking ego. To access your melanin, it comes from the realm of the invisible. The realm of the invisible is the process of thought, imagination, and creativity. These things are shut down based upon fear. And all you think about is the Illuminati, vaccines, and your rent. So you cannot properly access melanin without letting these things go. In the Bible, it's called let go and let God. You get what I'm saying? So that God forcing you, you need to let go of your human thought. Now, I've been telling you about the fucked upness of humanity since I opened my mouth in any forum. And what that means quite in detail, because people who think on a surface level think it's fucking good versus evil again because you're a church folk.
Right.
No, we have to go beyond the concept of good versus evil and understand levels of energies and reality. From the occult concept, the chaotic concept, the melanated concept, the kundalini, the yin-yang, all of that fancy pineal shit that you like to say, humanity is the lowest form of existence and reality from that concept. You are in your lowest form. And the only reason for coming in your lowest form, because it represents germination. The same way you put a seed in the ground for it to bear fruit, the seed represents it has to germinate, go to its lowest form. It has to putrefy. Humanity represents the putrefaction process. If you look at the Shiva Parvati mythology, Shiva is the ultimate aesthetic. He is the guy who... He's all about his consciousness. Fuck the world. Fuck, don't ask me for shit. I ain't doing nothing but meditating, and meditating is nothing but what I do. Then you have these gods who try to introduce him and show him, make him fall in love with the goddess Parvati. What they're doing is an allegory, and they're trying to say, look, you must fall in love even with the process of humanity to get over it. It's the same way if you went to the school of Harvard. While you in that motherfucker, and we're going to pretend Harvard's the hardest school based upon the name, you're not liking it. You're not liking your work. But at the end of the day, you saying, God damn it, I love that I went to Harvard because after the fact, you get what I'm saying? So the idea is you need to fall in love with the process of putrefaction.
Now, this
is one of the things I teach in my class. We have this idea, sagging means niggers and these little dumb niggers who are doing this and these dumb Christians. Yes, it is ignorant and it's dumb. But the science is you need to actually fall in love with that. You cannot do this without love, which is the highest frequency. If you have guts in your heart, even for the ignorance, you have to start to embrace the ignorance, not as something you would do or something as you would promote, but you have to love it for its ignorance. Otherwise, you wouldn't even be motherfucking conscious.
That's right.
You turn the energy around, and then you can actually use that ignorance for alchemy as opposed to sinking into that ignorance from a place of opinion, which is nothing but humanity, picking a side.
Right.
You give them plans.
Right.
You get into the frequency of love. This is a love process, all of it.
Before I go far into
that science, you need to get on these classes. You take the class, and I got something for your ass. Now, as I pointed out, we're going to get into the Bible allegory first. It's the story of Moses. The entire story of Moses is the story of the plight of the black man from slavery, bondage, to freedom and consciousness. Freedom and consciousness. Moses represents osmosis, change or expansion. You have a group of people, which is talking about us, and it has everything to do with being in bondage, freedom, desert. The desert represents those 40 days or 40 nights of you in consciousness and you realizing, same story as getting kicked out the Garden of Eden. Ignorance is bliss. So you're representing this bliss in the Garden of Eden. When you get kicked out and recognize that you're naked and ashamed, and realize that the human body is nothing. Or the other phrase for being naked and ashamed is the emperor has no clothes, meaning you, the true emperor, or who you think is the emperor, is the ego, which is dressed in nothing. You're naked in nothing. You have nothing. There is no panic. There is no blue. There's no fucking remix. You get what I'm saying? All that you think you are, you have to realize you are naked from that. Panic, who used to do this and used to do that, doesn't exist. Naked and ashamed when I realized I didn't exist. Or it represents you walking in the desert for 40 days and 40 nights, or have 40 years. Walking or crossing, it's called the crossing of the sands. You get what I'm saying? Now, on Earth, you had Martin Luther King, who represented the true osmosis, or a version of Moses. 40 years later, you had Obama, who represented Joshua. Joshua is nothing but Jesus, Yahshua. So it represents, all of this represents Christ's energy. Christ consciousness is nothing but the consciousness that you have. And the process of Christ consciousness is forever changing and adapting. We're in a place of Christ consciousness now where sweet Jesus has come back. Prior to that, and we're going to talk about other entities and other mythologies that line up with the Jesus that comes back on the white horse. That's a deity called Kalki, which we'll get into, which is the avatar of Vishnu. Vishnu's avatars, Vishnu is a Jesus figure, but Vishnu's have about 10 different avatars depending on the time. We just got out of the time of the death cycle of the Christ energy. 40 years in the desert or kicked out of the Garden of Eden. So now we're in the Christ cycle where Jesus comes back or in the resurrection or in the golden age. This is the good part, but you cannot access it if you have the same mind. Now, with that allegory comes from when Moses blew the ram horn because it ushered in the age of Aries. Mm-hmm. When they made it seem as if the golden calf was Horus, which it technically was, but they tried to make it seem in the Moses story that they were doing it to worship these heathen Egyptian gods. But that Horus figure was talking about the age of Taurus, which the allegory, because none of these people ever lived, never. They're trying to explain to you that what Moses was saying as he went on the mountain and it only represented the pineal gland was those who come on the mountain are ready to move on to the age of Aries. Those who stay will die in the age of Taurus, this old age. So we have now moved to the height. We were already moving in. Remember, these things don't happen in one day. They happen as they move into these modes or into, they progressively go to a height. So the 2012 Batum that ended December 21st was the height of us moving into the golden age. Not the height of the golden age, but the height of us moving out of this Kali Yuga, this Iron Age, or you can look at it as the age of Pisces into the age of Aquarius. The age of Aquarius is the age of knowing. Knowing means knowledge or information. We started moving into the age of Aquarius in the late 80s, early 90s, when the lecture circuit started happening. I think Phil was in the early 90s, Bobby was in 92, 93, Delby Blair a little bit before, and, you know, the list goes on. I don't want to start saying names, so I don't want to forget anybody. The list goes on, you know, and even the coming of Dr. Ben, Dr. Clark, those books in the 70s, but they're reemerging in the late 80s, in the 90s, and all the rest of those things, because the information or the age of Aquarius was starting to leak into the 90s, in the 2000s, stronger, up into the 2012, where we are now dead into it, and the age of Pisces is dead. The age of the dead Christ is dead. You get what I'm saying? Or the Kalki is dead. So we are now into what they call the golden age, and that requires a new thinking. See, where we're fucking up is we're still trying to use old thinking principles for a new time, which is represented as the people who stood at the base of the mountain worshiping the age of Taurus, as opposed to the osmosis or the new laws that were given to you on the mountain of pineal for you to get into the groove of the new hot shit. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So when you hear these Israelites complaining, all you hear is people complaining about their consciousness. Look, we could have had it better in our slavery. Remember, they were going to go back. We could have had it better there. We could have had it better in the ignorance. But you heard him saying, no, hold on. And even him saying, I can, in the Bible version, I can look at the promised land, but I can't go into the promised land the same way Martin Luther King said, I've seen the mountaintop. I may not get there with you, but I've seen it. This is all Moses shit. So much so that Charlton Heston, the fake-ass white Moses, he came and spoke at a Malcolm X goddamn. This is a racist motherfucking gun control nigga, but trying to get the motherfucking energy because we were so fucking whitewashed. Stood his white ass and spoke and introduced Martin Luther King, knowing that the Moses energy was there. You get what I'm saying? The Moses energy was there. So now, to understand this, first and foremost, like I said, we're following old motifs. Among the many sicknesses, one of the motifs we need to let go is this fucking back to Africa shit. Look, somebody put this shit on my page. They said Uganda is the drunkest country on the planet right now. You know what I'm saying? They make this homemade liquor called fucking Waragi or Waragi. They said you could drink motherfucking Waragi and go blind, but that's just a chance them niggas take. You know what I'm saying? It's war gin. Now, and I've heard of gin was always called war gin. It was called Dutch courage. And actually, it's in my book. I'm not going to give a lot of it away. There's spirits called the djinn, which are the genies. And the djinn are the Goetia, or the 72 on the pineal. And you could, and the lamp represents the pineal gland. And to open up the genie, or the djinn, or the Goetia, because there's 72 chakras on the pineal gland, you could do it with gin. In my book, Witches Motherfucking Don't Sleep, Motherfuckers, this book is coming. It's coming like a motherfucker, especially now. And now shit, well, I'm in rush mode. So I'm doing two more chapters, proofreading. I got Sister Tracy as soon as I contact her. She's a proofreader, publisher. It's over and it's on. You can use the djinn, and I give ways to use djinn to contact the djinn, open up the pineal, the lamp, along with the herb pack, blah, blah, blah. But Uganda is the drunkest motherfucking place on earth making this fucking warangi. Know what I'm saying? Them niggas is backwards. You get what I'm saying? You follow it. I could go on and off, and you would just look at that. Them niggas is fucked up. But Bobby said something very interesting about them, and it's a great process, especially if you understand just the concept of alchemy. Alchemy starts at a source, from lead to gold. And Africa, first of all this black man from Africa, how dare you regulate yourself to a continent? First and foremost, this fucking whole planet is ours. There's nothing. You know what I'm saying? I like what motherfucking Elijah Muhammad said in goddamn Malcolm X. This entire universe is ours. This entire planet is ours. Anything on it, in it, or around it belongs to you, the black man. So this I'm from here and you from there is nothing but the same. You've been washed over into the same religious mindset of this versus that. Some gang
right.
mentality that fucking white folks gave you, because if they make you pick a place, that means by default some other place is theirs. How about this? It's all ours, and they're visiting for the time being. If anyone's been in New York City and you've ever seen a white rat in the subway, you know that's a motherfucking phenomenon that won't last long. You get what I'm saying? Get real. So the millions of years, the thousands of years that you've been here, you get what I'm saying? The thousands of years that you have been here, this little white phenomenon is all it is. The best case scenario, and I'm a good guy, because a roach can evolve, maybe they'll evolve. In their next lifetime, maybe they'll be niggers. But then their process starts. Whatever. Because they come from, there's nothing out, they our children. There's nothing outside of us. Because if you're going to say they're outside of us, that means they have a cosmic origin that's outside of us. And as I just pointed out, as the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, anything in it, around it, or on it belongs to you, the black man. And, of course, that's the black woman as well. You get what I'm saying? So there's nothing outside of you, even them. We own them. They're just a worst-case scenario of us, which is necessary. They're just a mirror image of what humanity truly is in us. They're just a cutout version of what humanity is. And they're adapting. I mean, they're getting up. They're just getting beyond the level of recycling. That's where they at in the game. They're in the recycle mode of the game. You get what I'm saying? Just going green. Niggas been green forever, eating manna and trees. You get what I'm saying? That's old hat for us. You get what I'm saying? You tell me, every time you niggas walk into Whole Foods, don't white people look at you like, what the fuck are you doing here? How dare you come get an organic beet? You ever see that shit? You walk into Whole Foods, they look at you real snotty. You are Whole Foods. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
You are Whole Foods. So we need to understand we are so past them. So once you start claiming I'm Africa and we about Africa and it's all out of Africa, by default you say they somewhere else or they have something else. No, they living on our watch. You get what I'm saying? They living on our watch. This motherfucking planet is ours. At once, there was one continent, and all that you could see was Negro. And if anything looked white, it's the same thing you see now. Light-skinned hoes. You get what I'm saying? Light-skinned hoes. You get what I'm saying? This whole goddamn Yasira Hotel.
Right.
That's the yoga brother. You know, he posted one day that, you know, there was no slaves in Egypt. There's no record of it, and so on and so forth. And motherfuckers attacking him. Show some proof, brother. I've had to get into this little bullshit, which is a passage. You, I bet when they told you in fucking Bible school, these are conscious niggas, you know you're supposed to show some proof. What's more proof than fucking obvious? They ain't find one white bone in this world. They ain't find one slave bone. Even white people are saying, look, the graves of the niggas who built the pyramids, the motherfucking bones are mended, and these niggas were fed well. You don't do that with slaves. Not to mention, you niggas already co-signed that these pyramids been up for fucking 25,000 years, but then tomorrow, well, white people only been here for two. So it wasn't even there. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
This slave labor. All this shit you're finding about Egypt, Kem, it's not even likely that they had a slave labor mentality. But yet you niggas are telling him to prove some obvious shit. Not to mention, the man didn't even brag about it. He said, I've been there 25 motherfucking times.
Right.
My damn self. You know what I'm saying? You corny motherfucker. So it's like, but when they told you that shit in Bible school, you sat there and hit your tambourine and didn't say, well, somebody proved to me that these motherfuckers were there as slaves. This fantasistic shit. You get what I'm saying? This fantasy land bullshit. So it's like, you bear the burden of proof of some shit that's obvious, and no one is just really searching their common sense. They're still playing off of this ignorance. And really, that's your biggest problem. It is not what they're going to do to you, or not even what they have done to you. It's what you believe they're going to do to you, or believe that they're doing to you is the most effective. There's a book called Mind Control 101. The author changes his name so fucking much. But you'll be able to find it on, in Esther will find it in 2 seconds. Mind Control 101 is one of the books I give out in my class. And it is absolute because they go through, he goes through every form of mind control that exists thus far. And you will see your conscious ass is not above it. In fact, you will go, I was going to, consciousness is another mind control program. If you fall into the routine of Hotep and Ashes, it's just another, it's just because if you're prepped for this mind control or this mind control routine, you just fill your cup with another soft drink. You get what I'm saying? It's almost like, you give up Coca-Cola and go to Diet Cola, you know what I'm saying, thinking that you're doing something healthy. You ever see a fat motherfucker drinking Diet Coke? And you go, what's the point? You know what I'm saying? What's the point? You just filled your cup up with some other sick shit, but because you feel the name is better, you feel you doing something. You get what I'm saying? So you feel, instead of saying, hello, Bob, you say, Hotep, Bob. Instead of saying, amen and praise the Lord or hallelujah, you just say, Ashe. You get what I'm saying? Get it together, Slick. Because it's not going to fly in a golden age. Two things let me explain. Let me explain to you. So we're clear on this. This is one of the things I teach in my class that I found people had no concept of. In the Gnostic mythology, in the mythology, Yaldabaoth, which is Yahweh, which in Kabbalah, they talk about the four worlds named Yahivahi, which later become Yahweh, Yaldabaoth, Jehovah, or this false god that created this false reality, this that created what you what people falsely understand to be counterfeit spirits. Counterfeit spirits is that rose in that tree, the illusionary thing that you think is so fucking spiritual. There's reality behind it that you must access. Just saying a rose is a rose is actually the counterfeit because it's not a real rose. In fact, they showed you that in The Matrix when he said, stop trying to bend the spoon. Instead, understand there is no spoon. You get what I'm saying? So stop trying to smell the flowers and the roses. There is no rose. And once you understand there is no rose, what the rose represents is what's real. And that's when you start having access to the spirit world, when you understand what these things represent. And the representation is the realm of the unseen. So you need to become familiar with the unseen. And that's just simply the spirit world. And you can only do that from imagination. You cannot have a physical, a logical, or intellectual interpretation of this shit to get access. You must start breaking down your logic. You must start breaking down your I think I'm badass-isms. I think I know because I know. Your scientific breakdowns don't serve you here. Your kufis are useless. You get what I'm saying? You're going to have to get back into the realm of creativity and imagination. They show you this in every white movie for every kid, because what they're doing for them is trying to train their kids into the shit that they know y'all niggas forgot. So busy with your bills and trying to dip vaccinations and get UCC papers and know the fucking law. The law? How do you apply a law to a... That's like running into a pack of grizzly bears and quoting law. Grizzly bears don't even follow bear law. If you pull out a fucking sandwich, you silly niggas. You know what I'm saying? The law. You know what I'm saying? Serves you but so much. Just like that hero is going to serve me but so much. After I shat that, then it's gone. And you on to something else. What you need to be dealing with is shit that's unbreakable. And the shit that's unbreakable cannot be seen with the naked eye. But yes, here's
right.
the good news.
Right.
You have access to that shit. There's methodologies to get there. Mr. Panic teaches it in detail in his class. Don't ask me. Ask motherfucking my graduates what they doing before and what they doing now. I got detailed motherfucking testimony of how, thank you, Panic, the shit I was doing for 20 years wasn't shit. The shit I learned in 4 motherfucking weekends, know what I'm saying?
Right.
Know what I'm saying? Got me a new Cadillac, nigga. Know what I'm saying? I'm riding in class. You better come join this class, nigga. If you don't do nothing else, I'm teaching motherfucking new millennium shit in this motherfucker. Please believe. You ain't gonna hear no sob story. You're gonna hear empowerment. That's what shit. Miss Blue will tell you. When I first met Miss Blue, and we decided to get in our contract to work. See, every goddamn song I sang was about empowerment. Do that or bust. And Ms. Blue already was on that shit, so she figured it out.
Yeah.
You take her chem class, you getting empowered. Niggas know. Niggas who take it know. If you on the fence about it and I have to convince you, my true answer to you is do not come. I want the motherfuckers
right.
who are knocking down the door. My favorite class is still my first class. Because I didn't have to sell it. I didn't have to. There was nobody they could ask. But them motherfuckers showed up in droves. And I always tell them, y'all want to come
mm-hmm.
back, y'all can come back if there's room. Y'all need to come. The classes are going on now. You know what I'm saying? People are already
yeah.
in for the late January class. I have 2 more weeks of this cycle. This shit will never end. These classes are it. The energy is there. This shit is tight right. Motherfuckers, before the class is over, is coming to me, thanking me in tears. It is serious business. You need to get
yeah.
in this class. Right now, ERPAC is what you need to be smoking on. This now I can see these things are more important than ever just based upon where we going with this. I'm into where we going with this. These little sad niggas. There's a bunch of niggas in 2004 said, if nothing don't happen in 2012, they're killing themselves. And I still see you punk-ass motherfuckers on Facebook, you lying niggas. Well, what's up now, niggas? What's up now? Bo Hurdle's in the class. He knows what's going on. And we ain't even get nowhere yet. We still in 2 weeks. Bo Hurdle knows. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers is emailing me, mad they didn't get in the class before goddamn Bo Hurdle. And a couple of niggas said, Bo Hurdle's already in the class? Fuck it, I was supposed to take the class before Bo Hurdle. I said, God damn. Don't worry, I got enough nigga to go around for you niggas. Don't worry. It's very important. Very important we understand, because like I said, we need a golden age mentality. You niggas are dealing with the Kali Yuga mentality. Now, where I was getting at, before we got into this goddamn shit, I should take me a sip of this Warange shit. Goddamn Warange water. They said fucking Uganda is the drunkest country on earth. You niggas need to get it. And I've seen some drunk ass niggas out here. They got fucking on YouTube little kids busting down Warange. They said this shit makes you go blind or get the fucking, what's that shit them niggas get out there? Malaria for Warange. These niggas are still sipping this shit. You know what I'm saying? Funny that this nigga was sipping this Warange during the interview. He said, this is the best village you will ever walk in. Because he's on that fucking Warange. You know what I'm saying? And niggas don't know, son. Trying to go back to the bullshit. Now, in the Gnostic mythology, this Yahivahi, Yaldabaoth, this Jehovah, this Yahweh, he create what he's seen, he got blown into the abyss. And where you get this, I'm a jealous God, because he starts to see, started to see right above him the world of reality, if you will, because he's down in this abyss swimming. And he said, I'm going to create what I see above me, but of course the flawed version of it. So because of his jealousy. So out of jealousy, he creates the firmament, and he creates what we call the astral world. So the astral world is also a part of the illusion. It is just a more high frequency portion of the illusion. It is a more etheric portion of the illusion. So on Earth, when you get the laws of attraction and as a man thinketh type thing, where the first change happens for the reality to change on Earth is in the astral world. You do not manipulate the astral world physically. You manipulate the astral world through thought. So now, as a man thinketh, you reap what you sow. This you what you put in, you get out. This is talking about, because you must impact your astral world or this first more etheric level of illusion for it to trickle down into the most densest form of the illusion, which you know is Earth. So anything that happens, even the 2012 lineup, it takes a moment for it to get to Earth, because not only is it coming into a denser reality, it also has to get through the countless dense swamp called human thought. Your human thought is heavy and murky and the worst thing in the universe. Therefore, anyone who's controlling minds, they need to have a uniformed thought to create a blockade for something more etheric to trickle down. And the only thing they really could do is slow the process. So when they create something like a guy who shoots all these kids, which was a Mayan ritual. The Mayan sacrifices was to sacrifice kids. So right before that, they sacrificed those kids in a Mayan ritual. And there was a guy who stabbed 20-something kids in China, I believe, and none of the kids died. But they showed you that in a motherfucking movie. In that movie, Cabin in the Woods, they were trying to appease the elder gods so the elder gods would remain asleep. And it came down to America and Hong Kong. But the kids in Hong Kong, they won, if you will, in the movie. They started doing the ritual, shut down the ghosts. So the kids in China, none of them died. But it was the same MK Ultra ritual. They talk about, if you don't know what MK Ultra is, in that same mind control book, they talk about the MK Ultra program. All these lone gunmen is going and shooting it up. Look at their before and after picture. They have that same crazed look. That's a program called MK Ultra, which you could find out. It's a government program, a program of mind control and programming, where they can use keywords. And now they said they use cell phone towers to activate this shit in motherfucker, where they go and just shoot up the whole crowd. Now, this is an MK Ultra shooting. So now, if they do one event, see, but remember, while we think we have freedom in America, we have the same uniformed thought, which is your mind control. Conscious people, you have uniform thought. One event happens, same fucking thought, everyone. Which means you're prepped for mind control. Oh, they did that to the queen, we all feel one way. Oh, they did that to the environment, we all feel one way. Oh, you're supposed to eat apples, organic. We all feel one way. You get what I'm saying? I would love to see a conscious nigga who say, I eat pork. Then I would at least go, you're really conscious. Because, number one, you're doing whatever the fuck you want to do. Number one, you believe in all that shit that you fucking like to talk. Well, my melanin, my pineal, my kundalini, all that's so fascinating. All of that's big. Then can it supersede pig and all the rest of that shit that you scared of? If you want, if you so deem so, you get what I'm saying? There's one nigga in my class who texts me, you know what I'm saying? And he must have been wanting to text his wife. He said, hurry up home, baby. I'm going to start the sausages. So I texted him, I said, oh, nigga, uh-huh. I really don't give a fuck that the nigga eats sausage. But I'm like, at least that nigga's eating the old sausage. At least he ain't doing what everybody else is doing. I'm not saying go eat pig. I haven't eaten pork since 87. But I haven't done that, not because I'm conscious. I haven't done that because I thought in 1987 the pig was disgusting. I haven't eaten beef since 1980-something because I just think the cow is disgusting. Turned out it's what conscious people do. You following what I'm saying? You feel what I'm saying? So the idea is, once you have uniform thought, you can be controlled. That is the prerequisite for a cult. Uniform thought. Thought of uniformity and to feel the embarrassment if you step outside of that uniform thought. If you get casted out of the crew. If you go to church talking some unchurched shit, Sister Such and Such ain't right. She sucks dick on Wednesdays. She's out. You get what I'm saying? She's out the group. You're in the mafia. You run your mouth too much, you a rat. You get what I'm saying? You conscious. You got white people in your house, you're not conscious. You get what I'm saying? So this uniform thought is nothing more than the prerequisite for mind control. Yes, you're under mind control too. Your consciousness has to be your own. Your consciousness has to be dictated by you, not by a group, to truly be conscious. What is conscious? What is conscious? Is it your fucking attitude? You know what I'm saying? I niggas around me telling me, acting like I ain't, you know what I'm saying? Niggas around me acting a certain way and thinking it's conscious. Then when I call them on it, this is their answer. Well, you advanced. Nigga, who the fuck you fooling with that dumb shit? Even if I wasn't conscious, nigga, I'm not dumb. You know what I'm saying? Well, 1 minute, right. You know what I'm saying? When niggas call you on your shit, this is a fucking illusion anyway. You know what I'm saying? And then when shit goes well, you know what I'm saying? When shit goes well, oh, it's spiritual. You know what I'm saying? That's the same Christian bullshit. Shit don't go well, God works in mysterious ways. Shit goes well, the Lord is good. You know what I'm saying? You fucking conscious Christian fake-ass nigga. At the very least, you ain't going to get me on some fake bullshit. Fuck all this conscious shit, because that's secondary. I don't need that to define how I'm going to treat folks. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? This, you know, same nigga couldn't understand how I could have banter, effective banter, interesting banter, with the bootleg man. Like, damn, you could adapt to anything. I said, yeah, because my attitude is not wrapped up in how much you say hotel. I love niggas for being niggas. I don't love you for being around me and doing nigga shit. It's a difference. But if I step back, the subject of niggas is wonderful to me. The only thing that fucks that up for me is actual niggas. You know what I'm saying? But I love niggas. Just niggas fuck it up for me. You get what I'm saying? So it doesn't mean I want to be your friend, talk to you every day. But the concept of niggas, I had to fall in love with because they all gods. We all gods, even Christian, whatever. We all these gods, and we're all here doing the work. You get what I'm saying? I understand the flaw of humanity And usually the buzzword is I hate humanity. But the idea is really, if you want to get detailed into it, I'm indifferent to humanity. Because to love humanity would be insane for me because I understand what it is. But to hate it is just the other side of it. And love and hate is actually the same one, is actually one thing. Well, love and fear, truly. But these emotions, either way, I'm indifferent to it. That's the concept of being a scientist. If I'm a scientist and I'm here to experiment and study, I'm at least supposed to be devoid of the passion and looking for results based upon experimentation. So I love sitting with any type of nigga. I can talk to them. As long as I'm going home later on to be by my motherfucking self, I'm good. But we can play all day. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I'm not going to fall in hate with you the same way I'm not going to fall in love with you. What I do love
right.
is the essence that is within you. And that's what I've always been trying to raise up. So you'll never hear me patting niggas on the back. You shouldn't do it neither. You get what I'm saying? You shouldn't be embracing motherfuckers' ego. Oh, queen, that ain't serving nobody. That ain't serving no black woman. Oh, queen, you are so fucking wonderful. The only people I need to tell that to is my children and the women in my life personally. Just saying that, you know what I'm saying? You know, maybe somebody may need to hear that, and I hope you find somebody who can say that for you and to you. But me, in my position, what I need to do is raise something up in you that's greater than something that's going to, if I say you the most wonderful thing, somebody at the store piss you off and it's all over.
Right.
Somebody can cut you off in the road and it's all over. So what I just did was useless. You get what I'm saying? I want to give you more than that. You get what I'm saying? I don't need to raise you up. And I love to talk shit. My man Al Dean is in the room. Al Dean, no, I just beat his ass at Subway Surfers. He's still trying to get victory at Subway Surfers. You know what I'm saying? Al Dean had the high score until Brother Panic got ill with it. Now I'm 17 on the list. Now I'm 14 on the list. Al Dean is 17. That's my man Al Dean. DJ Al Dean Experience. If y'all don't know who Al Dean is, go on my Facebook, get with Al Dean. He's an old school DJ.
Yes, he
you know
is.
Saying?
Amazing.
He got the real,
saying.
Really deal shit. And this summer, I'm probably going to start the lectures up again. I made a promise to Al Dean. I'm going to try to get him out here to do 2 days, a party day, and then a regular lecture day. And, of course, Al Dean will be my first choice. That's my man, 50 grand, Al Dean, know what I mean, on the scene. I knew Al Dean from New York. Al Dean is he was always a DJ, and he worked with a nigga, Ron Miller. Ron Miller played the guitar on I'll Do Anything For You. And early on, we was on his record label, Ro Mill. So Al knew Ron Miller. Al was always cool. Al retired early, a bad motherfucker. He know how to marinate a motherfucking cigar. This nigga know how to get the box, take the cigar, soak that shit in Henny. With cotton, this nigga's an ill nigga, but I bust his ass in Subway Surfers. You get what I'm saying? You know it, Al always invite me. Come play again. I'm on Ruzzle now, right, nigga? You know what I'm saying? Al, you need to get on Ruzzle, nigga. See what you got for that. You know what I mean? So my man Al Dean is in the building. Got to shout him out. So, continuing on, the astral world is manipulated by thought. So if we're not effective on focused on our thought, we're skipping the process of change on earth. If we're not effective and focused on our thought. So I show you in my class candle magic, astral traveling, altars, crystal magic. I'm missing like six other things, chakras, deity, mind control, self-deification, the Necronomicon. I go through these things in class in detail, how to access these things how to shape the mind for the process of accessing the world of the invisible to make the physical a smooth ride. See, once you put yourself in the place, and we could just say the astral world, there's worlds beyond the astral world. Once you know how to manipulate astral change, astral reality, that you are truly manipulating your earth reality, scrying, sigils, right. And boom, you're in the class, get together slick. Once we understand that, we understand of how to live in that spiritual world to therefore become a true spiritual person, not a nigga who's, yeah, and I deal with the laws, KT7. Oh, I know who KT is. That's she's an artist. She's very good. Seven Laws of Tahuti. Fairies, right? How to manipulate these things in the astral world? And I'm not going to give away. You guys don't give away in the class the one thread that we talked about that put all of these things together. And once you put all of these things together, I show them how to access this, manipulate it, and build the light or the energy into that part of the mind that functions, that sleeps. When you hear these mythologies of the sleeping god, the sleeping dog, Cinderella, all of these things that must be rescued, they're talking about aspects of your mind, aspects of your mind that needs to be waking up. I go in detail on how to wake up that Osirian energy. So you're waiting for the realm of Osiris, but we have to activate and wake it up. The conscious mind represents Horus redeeming the unconscious self, the Osirian, the father, the redemption of the father. That's a process that I teach in class and really very key because the golden age represents the realm of Osiris, the return of the god in the West. Well, you are the god in the West, the goddess in the West that must return. That is just return of your divine mind. That's a process for that. This process is what is being taught in class. You niggas best to get in this class. It is a very cheap class for what I teach. Very cheap. Because motherfuckers will charge your niggas a goddamn arm and a leg and a kidney in this motherfucker. Me personally, I'm doing you a fucking justice. Them chem classes that Ms. Blue teaches is a fucking justice.
Yes.
This is what you want. And if you're not ready for the class, a herb pack will do just fine. You know, remember that shit? Slide some oil. You need to slide some oil to yourself. Get you a herb pack, nigga. Get you some of these chants. Puja packs is coming soon. I need to get off my lazy ass and get the Puja packs. The Puja, I have Pujas of Hanuman, Ganesh, I think Shiva. Those three together, you play those Pujas in the house, nothing. You could play them while you're not in the house to open up the energy in your house. You can do that with all my chants. So, for instance, even when you're not home, you can play the Ganesha, the Hanuman, the Lakshmi, the Nekonomicon, the Crowley opening and the Way chants. Let me see what else I've got going on here. Open this thing up for you so you can see these other chants. These chants are very important. These chants are sacred chants. They're not just somebody singing. They're the actual chants done by the folks, the good folks who understand these old deity callings, if you will. Apollo chants, Shakti chants. I have a kick-ass Native American chants, the drummings. Kali chants, Hanuman chants, Durga chants, Shiva chants, a Crowley call to the ethers, which is a call to the astral world chants, Ganesha chants, a Lakshmi chants, birds chants, and of course the sacred Om. The Native American chants, birds of the forest, as Esther's pointing out, will put you in this zone of what they call, I can't believe I lost the word, alpha state. Alpha state is the mind of meditation or the subconscious mind, which is something else I teach in detail how to enter and manipulate astral, the alpha state in the mind. And once you do that, you are in this place of reprogramming. All detail, all in the class. Get your monkey ass in the class. Email, I will give you details. And if you're waiting to get on the list, like I said, you can always get in. I'll give you plenty of time to play. I'll give you pay options. You can pay half, pay the other half when you have the money. Or you can pay the full balance. Give you plenty of time getting that class. It is more than worth it. The chemtrails class, the chem classes, Ms. Blue, more than worth it. These are tools you need. You need to get those Oracle cards. If you do not have Oracle cards by now, you're fucking jipping yourself. You need to stop hanging around here pretending. You get what I'm saying? Like I said, no one has a gun to your head. You don't have to do it, but it's more than worth doing it. A lot of this information comes with the tools that we offer for it to really be maximum. There's people who listen for years and said, "Pat, I listened to you years and I benefited from you for years. I'm going to try Herb Pack now." Then they always come back and say, "Shit, now I have to go back and listen because I'm going into trance smoking the Herb Pack." You know what I'm saying? Oh,
right.
I almost forgot. Niggers, niggers, niggers. This is what y'all need to do. Get one of these spiritual baths. If not for me, get you a spiritual bath. I've given plenty out for free, but I have plenty of spiritual baths that you can obtain. Then you want to get yourself some Dr. Sabi's Eva Salve. Dr. Sabi's Eva Salve. And put that shit on from head to toe after you take either one of my spiritual baths or a spiritual bath. My niggas, that shit will fucking energize your fucking aura so fucking bad. Let me tell you, I put that shit on one night after I took a spiritual bath because DJ had to get the fuck out the bed and sleep in the goddamn TV room. She said, "Look, motherfucker, I don't know what the fuck is wrong with you and what the fuck that is it mixed with the tone soap?" I'm like, "No, you know, it's just a Sadie just doing what he need to be doing here with this goddamn shit. Motherfucker, nigga, please. I don't even want to hear that shit. That's how powerful that shit is. I can't even put that shit on and go to bed." So you want to take a spiritual bath, put it on, and an hour before you go to bed, unless the person you go into bed with has washed their monkey ass as well and in the same frequency. Your whole entire body will tingle. You will feel like you are wearing iron underwear. This shit empowers your aura. So once you clean your aura, this shit energizes your fucking aura. Dr. Sabi's Eva Salve, niggas. If you're in Atlanta, you can get it at Sevananda, or buy it from his site, or wherever Dr. Sabi shows the fuck up.
Yeah, drsabi.com is where
he has Dr. I thought you might have had to go to fucking Uganda to get it, or Venezuela, Venezuela, Puerto Vallarta to get this shit. If you got to do that, you got to do that. But I know he has his site, Dr. Sabi's. Tell him, if you tell him that Panic has sent you, you will get absolutely fucking nothing for free, but perhaps he may send me a hook of that shit. You know what I'm saying? Or at least the recipe. So tell him Panic has sent you for the Dr. Sabi's Eva Salve. Take a spiritual bath, put that shit on, niggas. What I'm trying to tell you, I almost forgot. That shit will, you be walking around, shit, nigga, you could walk through hell with them shits on. Know what I'm saying? Doing the Dougie. Nothing will touch you. Know what I'm saying? Nothing will touch you. So I didn't want to forget that. Dr. Sabi's Eva Salve. Bobby told me about this shit. But he just told me about it as a motherfucking a skin helper. Because I've been off the meat now for about 4 or 5 months. So he's like, "Your skin will dry up," which he was right. I have to take the fish oil. And he's like, "Get the Sabi Salve," but I did it after a spiritual bath. Shit, nigga. I was in third dimension. You know what I'm saying? It was like motherfucking Pirates of the Caribbean 3D in this motherfucker. Releasing Calypso in this bitch. You know what I'm saying? So now, this astral, so we must be important, understand, we must manipulate the astral world first for us to really be successful. Now, let's talk about this a little bit. To understand truly what the golden age is, we need to understand there are four ages. Golden, silver, bronze, and iron. We were just in the iron age. In the Hindu thing, they call it yugas.
Kali Yuga.
Yugas. We just left the Kali Yuga. There is the, let's see, the four ages is the Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, the Vapara Yuga, and finally the Kali Yuga. We are coming into what, or we are in what they call the Satya Yuga, which is known as the Golden Age. We are there now. So those who think like we did before, like I said, this is, now I need to be intimate with you here. You really need to evaluate what it is you think you are. You first need to understand the fucking ego.
Mm-hmm.
Your ego, to be a human, is to have an ego. You will never walk the planet as a human with no ego.
Right.
I don't give a fuck if you become a monk, live in the mountains, and the rest of that. Because if a monk got shit on its head by an elephant, it's going to wipe it off, which means you have an ego. A monk that represents himself as a monk from the mountains is his ego, because he's still making appearances. I don't care how much you stifled it down to you eat a piece of bread and some cow and some goat's milk each day and live a simple herding life. It is only in comparison to someone, to Paris Hilton maybe, as a lesser ego, but it's an ego nonetheless. And you will not be able to get your control your ego as long as you are human. But what you can do, or what you're supposed to truly be doing, is understanding the nature of the ego as much as possible. For when you die, you are no longer attached to the ego. So when I say things like I am indifferent, or try to be as indifferent as I can in my spiritual path to earth, don't get me twisted now. If we was in Walmart and they put mayonnaise on my fucking hero, you're going to see a motherfucking performance. You get what I'm saying? Because that's what it is. You get what I'm saying? I'm allergic to the shit, and you're going to see me act like I am allergic to the motherfucking mayonnaise. But I told your monkey ass to wipe the knife off, you get what I'm saying, before you cut my bread. You get what I'm saying? So I understand in human situations, it would be my ego trying to act like my third eye shines while this goddamn high school dropout is making a fucking hero and can't follow simple instructions. You get what I'm saying? Now, and nothing's wrong with a high school dropout, but, you know, you don't graduate Spelman to make heroes. Be real with it. Now, the point here is because I understand where humanity belongs. And what I found out is a lot of you niggas is faking it because you're trying to take spiritual situations and use human situations to make this bullshit divine because it makes you feel better. Look, motherfucker, I have a whole room full of goddamn movies. You get what I'm saying? So TVs is a fucking investment for me. Motherfucker coming over, telling, oh my God, you got another TV in your office. Yes, motherfucker, because I talk my ass off for it. I study for it, goddamn it. I work hard so I can buy me a fucking flat screen to enjoy movies that I only break down to tell other motherfuckers who are helping me get this shit through buying Herpax. Each one teach one. Go and reach one. I can do that shit all day. But what you hear is because that individual wouldn't do it, he's trying to put a mentality on me, which is another way of saying because you have come to some understanding in your mind of what consciousness is, and because you feel I'm, because you listen to the remix, you're listening to it right now, I'm sure, what you're trying to do is say, because you had an idea, I'm supposed to live up to your idea. Well, all of this shit is familiar. And that familiarity is your preacher's supposed to act like a certain way. Now, again, yet another reason why I'm mad we in the 2013, because here come Torin with his friends. I thought I would never see that. What up, Steve, again? Well, I love these guys. What up, Idris? Who's that, Kev? What up, Kev? How's everything, brother? Excuse me, y'all. I ain't seen these little guys in a while. Y'all guys got to be quiet, but y'all all good. If y'all want to eat something, eat turkey burgers. This nigga is happy about turkey burgers. Remember when you was that age?
Yes, yes.
Y'all niggas need to wash your hands and run a cloth across your asses, too. I know y'all been doing some nasty shit. These niggas look old now. Remember 2 years ago or a year ago, them niggas was sitting on that rock outside? Them niggas is straight. They look like straight football players now.
Wow.
Fucking Thaddeus. You know, even the nigga name is Thaddeus. Dad, that's Kevin's brother. Torin, little bony ass, was taking up for Thaddeus. Thaddeus looked like he my size now. Torin's like, yo, Thaddeus, put this nigga to sleep. Kept fucking with Thaddeus. His name is Thaddeus, so you know he gonna get it. You know what I'm saying? That's a straight out Huxtable. That's a Huxtable name. You know what I'm saying? Thaddeus, Theodore, Aloysius, Huxtable name. And there's the fuck with Thaddeus. Thaddeus got on that football team. They said, Thaddeus put this nigga to sleep. The nigga was on the floor snoring. I said, shit, Thaddeus knocking niggas out. Steve is grown. So them little niggas got big in a hot minute. You know what I'm saying? I just thought I would see them niggas on Saturn. I just never thought I'd be talking about the nature of Saturn. I thought I'd be on Saturn eating some fucking fruit from Lost in Space. But it's all good. We're in the golden age. We're living it up. We're gonna do it. At the end of the day, we're all gonna fucking die anyway. Just don't come back. Now, so when you hate this or have an emotion about it, either way, see, if you understand the laws of Tahuti, the laws of Tahuti is clearly trying to tell you love and these opposites are actually the same thing. And true holistic thought, true balanced thought. See, Tahuti is married to Sachet, but he's also married to Mayat. And yes. Mayat is not just balance and reciprocity. If you hit a man, then the man has the opportunity to square with you. If you take a man's pig, then one day you can give a man a pig. That's all fucking frills. It's also talking about balanced thought. That's why thought is married to my eye, left brain and right brain. And in the laws of Tahuti, he's talking about a lot of polarity. He's talking about the laws of rhythm, the laws in the rhythm as a seesaw or a scale. He's talking about the law of polarity, the law of gender. And at the core of it, what he's trying to get you to understand is that it's not feminine and masculine, it's one. And if you can deal with all of this shit as one, then you're dealing with true balanced thought, and you are no longer picking a side. You're no longer hating or loving humanity. You're seeing humanity for what it is. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
And then if you understand love, then you got to understand low and high as a kind. This love and fear thing goes beyond the world. This reality represents polarity. So the laws of Tahuti represents the laws of this reality. When you start to deal with love, there's levels of love that go beyond this reality. So love and hate, so you're dealing in the love frequency, so you're dealing beyond this reality. So you're going into love levels beyond this, beyond just your chakra, your heart chakra. Because your heart chakra is dealing with love and balance in this reality. So to balance out your heart chakra only prepares you for a greater Christ love, a divine love. So to deal with the heart chakras or the chakras is only a ladder that begins the process that gets you beyond the earth realm. Actually, the balance out your chakras is actually to go beyond humanity. You silly niggas are balancing out your chakras to be a better human. You hustling backwards. You going against the grain. When you balance out your chakras, you're balancing out the emotions. Chakras have three states, overactive, underactive, or balance. To balance it means you're not overactive or underactive, meaning you don't feel either way about some shit. You're not overindulged in love or you're not
right.
underindulged in love. You're not overindulged in hate or underindulged in hate. You become indifferent, the middle point.
Yeah.
In Islam, they call it the straight path to God. In Kabbalah, it's the middle path. You get what I'm saying? Up the middle, player. It's your spine. It's the caduceus. It's you walking straight, not falling off the side of the goddamn road into the realm of emotion or dimensions of emotions. You get what I'm saying? You're going on this straight path. So you're actually balancing out your chakras, your chakras, so you're indifferent to it. You get what I'm saying? You're not one way or the other. So when you do die, there's nothing that binds you back to this reality. So when you hear things, when you hear, well, Martin Luther King, the Jews were the government agent, what they were more interested in is getting you in a struggle mode. So when you die, which is more important, your energy comes back, because if people die and don't come back, then that leaves nothing here for folks who still need this reality to evolve. So what they're trying to get you to be married to is, we've never overcome, we never had better schools, black men never took care of their kids, we never showed our kids a better life, we never had better housings, better jobs, we wasn't the first black such and such, we never proved ourselves. You die, you hold it on to that, you come back. Then after that got played out, they gave you a whole thing in church called prosperity. They gave you Puff Daddy. I never was Puffy, never had a record deal, never was rich, never was Kanye West, never had Kanye West money. All of these things bind you to a materialistic world. The materialistic world, or materialistic, is nothing more than your ego. Your ego is matter. Matter is the root of material, materialistic. So you're getting past the ego by your wants. Even shit like, I want to teach the people. I want our people to be conscious. When will our people learn? When will our people? Fuck that, nigga. When will you fucking learn?
Right.
I know I'm teaching a clear path based upon fucking study. You get what I'm saying? I back this shit up with books you can read yourself. And if I got it wrong, I gave you enough books to get it right. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do as I do. What I try to do is lay it plain and in detail without my personal shit in it. Of course, you can never fully do that. But what I give you the honor of is showing you where I got it from. I got 2-3-hour books. I got entire shows dedicated to books that you could find out. I got classes that are not personal that teach methodologies that work for you. The methodology I teach in my class will not be my methodology. It's the methodology for you having the tools that you need. If I leave you with a toolbox, you still must build your own house. And that's the greatest honor I could do. I'm not giving you the blueprints to build me a house. The blueprints, in fact, one of the first things I say in my class, this is not the remix. The remix is where I lecture. Here's where I teach. And at the end of this class, I expect you to be a peer. I expect to call on you for advice. I do not expect for you to call me and ask me what should I do on Halloween. But I do expect you to call me and tell me what you did on Halloween. I do expect you to be a scientist and say how you passed or how you failed. Because failing is a part of it, just like any other scientist. Trying I do not expect to hear these words from you ever. Can I do this or can I do that? I expect to hear when I did this and when I did that. That separates someone who took my class and someone who's just fucking around listening in a lecture and not to try to belittle these lectures, because a lot of people have told me a lot of amazing transformation. But we need to understand why Bloom spiritually, we didn't even conspire with each other. We both started doing classes at the same time. And believe you, and believe you me, me and Miss Blue are some conspiracy theory motherfuckers. Everything we do, we discuss. You get what I'm saying? I had to tell Miss Blue last week, I see her number three as a friend. No, I'm sorry. Number three as a business partner. Number two as a friend. And number one as a sister. So everything I run with Miss Blue, even if I'm just doing some shit, y'all, I'm about to do this, I'm about to do that. Shit, my personal life. I really trust her competence. And any friend from when I was 3 years old will tell you, that's hard for me. You get what I'm saying? Khadijah even tell you, it took me a while to be like, okay, Khadijah got it. Because, you know, you got to make a left hand, you got to make a right. Shit to tell my black ass, motherfucker, you don't even drive, you silly motherfucker. You just moved to Atlanta, bitch ass nigga. Stop that bullshit, and I have a tendency to do that. So I can count on my hands the people who I've dealt with enough where I won't even it's my flaw, my fault. Not because I'm better. Maybe it's a fucking insecurity I got. If I'm not doing it, then it's not going to get done right. Motherfucker, count me out. I give a nigga a quarter and want 25 penny candies. I'm counting that shit. That was 12. I'm eating that shit. That was just how I did. So it takes me a while for me to trust if someone's confident. It's some shit I had to work on. You know what I'm saying? I got friends. I don't know how the fuck they hung in there. My man Prince, shit. I don't know how he did it. And I could see, I go into them rants, and even back in the days, it was life shit. You better get something for your life, nigga. And nigga just shut up and take it. Not even take it, just know how to be quiet. You know what I'm saying? Listen, even when they got something to say. My man Dane could do that shit, too. You know what I'm saying? And once I became aware of it, I seen how tolerant, I guess you would say. Khadijah, she know better than anybody. Shit. She got in when it was controlled. Shit, before shit. You know what I'm saying? So, Miss Blue, Khadijah now, let me say her name for I'll be in trouble later. But early on, but some people, and I'll be real with it, I pick up on earlier with their confidence. I just get they're just up my alley. You know what I'm saying? In the way I think. Miss Blue was one of those people. You know what I'm saying? So y'all know I put a lot of stake in Miss Blue, you know, with how I feel with confidence and the energy, where, you know, a lot of personal phone calls, yo, no, that, that early on, because she's someone who I would know is going to be worth it, you get what I'm saying, in terms of our relationship, you know what I'm saying? Right. Me and these, of course, have a different relationship. So I can't undermine her. You know, I don't want anyone I could undermine. You get what I'm saying? And even girls I was dating couldn't understand that concept, even though I was a very nice guy and I was very clear. I never let anybody on, but I really cannot be with someone who doesn't challenge me. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, challenge the mentality. And I think everyone's like that, and really more women are like that. You know, like I know, if you don't have a guy that's not going to even challenge you or step up and be a man, that shit ain't going to work. You know what I'm saying? Idea is most men like women who are submissive and do what they say, but I was never that fucking insecure. You get what I'm saying? I knew what I could do for myself. So I didn't need nobody to cheerlead me doing something. I always needed someone who said, well, why don't we try it this way? A little bit hard-headed, not too fucking hard-headed. Jesus' ass is fucking hard-headed. But she had to.
Way to go.
She helped. She I can see her swallowing her tongue a lot now. She know how to fuck with me a little bit, because she trusts, you know. But you know, it takes a while to eat a chocodile, so it's more trust. She knows my nature. No, ain't no other shoe gonna drop. I am who I am. But you know, she ain't no motherfucking Joe. I ain't just telling her what to fucking do. You know what I'm saying, baby? I left my phone upstairs. Could you bring what? Other shit ain't no. Other chicks I wasn't fucking with, I would have did that, but they wouldn't. I knew you was in the bed, so not only am I late, I came all the way back. I'm like, I would have did that shit. I couldn't take that. I can't take that too serious. I could still respect the person, couldn't take it too serious. So all of that to say, in this age, you want somebody to empower you. You get what I'm saying? And what I noticed with a lot of conscious sisters, I don't want to say a lot, because not all, but a lot of conscious sisters I ran across, they felt being conscious, being truly, like, really overly submissive, where I could see they were jerking themselves, was a part of that game. You know what I'm saying? And you don't really have to be. The idea here, truly, and this is my advice, is you need to be a little bit more aggressive. The ones who are, I'm not saying on, it's not a broad stroke judgment.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about the people who come to me who think, because as I pointed out, they think there's this new mentality with consciousness and that you're supporting this king. But you got to remember, like any other nigga you meet in the bar, some niggas ain't worth that shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's
some
right.
niggas ain't worth your submission. Some niggas ain't worth you biting your tongue. What I know now is I know I am. I don't need nobody to tell me that. And really,
right.
I don't need to tell anybody else that. And what I could see is this time with Khadijah, she could see it for herself, not because
right.
I've been telling her I am, because she sees what she needs to see, and therefore I could see she'll let me do certain things that she would that may be a little bit uncomfortable for her, that she ain't used to. It'll get her out of her zone, like I'll come out of my motherfucking zone sometimes, and that's what compromise is, because that's really what it's about. You know what I'm saying? You're becoming one thing. So what I would notice, and maybe it's just me because it's a little bit of that brother panic shit, and they, you know, people have this idea in their mind. Like I told Khadijah, if you got an idea in your mind, give me a week. Once you hear me fart, you know what I'm saying? All that mystical bullshit will be out the window. You know what I'm saying? I pride myself on fart. You know what I'm saying? All that mystical shit will be out the window. Once you see me walking around in my drawers and see how ashy my legs are, all of that fucking Baphomet shit will be out the window. Know what I'm saying? You hear me beefing about how to come, who ate the fucking last, whatever the fuck, who the fucking left the top off the orange juice, all that fucking magical bullshit. You know what I'm saying? All that fucking pineal herb pack bullshit will be out the fucking window. Once you have to help me pack those fucking herb packs for a mail order, that'll be a wrap. You know what I'm saying? And it's just a regular thing. And then that person has to like you for you. He gets past all of that.
That's,
you know what I'm saying? I like this nigga because he's a fucking Moor or a fucking Mormon or a fucking Nuwabian or Nuwapu. All of that fucking mystical, magical, what this nigga could talk shit, or go out the fantasy window. The fact that he can talk, is educated or feel educated to you will be a plus, but you still have to live with them. So my suggestion to a lot of sisters, because I see them getting off to a wrong start where they're supposed to submit because they think they're dealing with this king and shit, but they just dealing with a nigga that found a formula to get you to submit, going on some otherworldly shit, you know what I'm saying? And then it won't be too long before they talking some polygamy shit, which is just basically saying, I always want to fuck two women. Let me get this off your chest right now. I'm going to tell you what real pimping is. I was fucking 4 and 5, 6 women, and here's where the pimping came in. They all knew it, and they all knew each other. Not that sneaking around bullshit. And I got tired of that. You get what I'm saying? I said, shit, fuck that. So I'm over that. You know what I'm saying? Fuck all that African, and that's how we used to do it. Over that. To me, that's fucking childish. You know what I'm saying? I made rap records. Pussy is just pussy. And motherfucking polygamy is just a fancy way of saying Now I have the right to get pussy and act cool while I'm doing it. I've done, and I know niggas think it's cool because this is what I used to do. I used to go to them fucking African street fests with all them fucking niggas dressed up, holding them fucking Anwar staffs, and walk around with two bitches and watch them niggas' face just melt. Felt like their scrolls wasn't working out, just seeing that little bit of shit. Walking around holding two asses on some Brother Panic Baphomet shit, just for the ego and just for the spite of it. Telling niggas, you can't do this doing Kabbalah, nigga. Get into that dark side shit. You used to hurt niggas. Niggas used to be mad. Two events later, two lectures later, niggas are still mad, still pouting, sulking, because they studied the wrong shit. And all that shit was nothing but ego bullshit, fun bullshit. And really, I was over it because it was already happening. It was more interesting to see other people's face. But this was interesting, though. I was hugged up with two chicks, won't say no names, and ran into an old girlfriend. That shit was like something from Happy Days. You ever run into an old girlfriend that quit your ass and you got two hoes? Ain't nothing more magical than that shit. I'm going to tell you, the deity who I was fucking with, Palmagera. Y'all need to fuck with Apollo deity Palmagera. She's the hoe, sacred hoe. And she's a Congo, well, probably originally Congo, but she shows up in that Uganda, Brazilian stuff. And this dude was on the road, ran into Palmagera, and walked past her three or four times and said, excuse me, miss, I'm on this path looking for God, but I keep passing you, this hoe. She said, I am God. Give him Sam. And also, she helped gay people, so she's patron saint of gay. Palmagera or Palmagera, same deity. So we went home, did some shit to Palmagera, and we all had a fuck fest. But I digress. I became a good guy, had to wipe off my penis, became a one-man band. I'm a regular Joe, and don't do it over it. Now, I'm not judging anybody who does, because maybe they do it for whatever reason. But you hear a nigga talking that shit, don't fall for that shit as being deep, my ladies. That shit is just more pussy. And maybe you're into it, maybe you're with it. You know what I'm saying? That shit is more pussy. Way to get twosomes. You know what I'm saying? Parading these little hoes around. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing big about that. You know what I'm saying? Ain't nothing, you know what I'm saying? And fuck these little wives, nigga. I had a team of witches. Fuck that shit. Fuck having wives. That shit is a goddamn hazard. No, that shit's got an expense. I had a team of motherfucking witches. Hoes that do shit. You know what I'm saying? Not hoes that get shit. Hoes that provide. You know what I'm saying? You really want to get into some shit, get some witches on your team. You know what I'm saying? Hoes that get shit done. What you need? Rent? Baby needs new shoes? You get your team on that shit. You know what I'm saying? Each one is an employee with benefits, magical benefits. So ain't none of that new. That's, in fact, quite old for me. For you, it may be some new shit. But what I'm saying is, ladies, what I do see is a hustle in that. Don't be in that hustle, or don't fall for that hustle. See, the hustle before was really, and I hate to say it, a lot of niggas saying a lot of these scientific words and calling them the queen, but see, the women figure that shit out. You know what I'm saying? They fucking these niggas come piss on their rug and bring a six shooter in front of their kids. They say, wait a minute, I could have got this, you know, niggas telling them they know tantric sex, but the best they should say they curl their fucking, I'll curl your toes up. I know tantric sex. They say, I can go to the fucking club and get my toes curled the fuck up, nigga. What you saying? You know what I'm saying? So all of these mentalities is what we're trying to get rid of. This is just sick church shit with a conscious twist. I can talk about that for hours because I cannot say enough how important it is to start throwing that shit away and go beyond that. You get what I'm saying? Go beyond that. Now, to get back to the lecture, I know I've been ranting long enough, but
it's all good.
Back into the lecture. Now, there's these four yugas. Now, let me read a little bit. A yuga in the Hindu philosophy is the name of an epoch or era within a cycle of four ages. These are the Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, Devapara Yuga, or Devapara Yuga, and finally the Kali Yuga. According to Hindu cosmology, life in the universe is created and destroyed once every 4.1 to 8.2 billion years, which is one full day or night for Brahma. Brahma is the supreme deity in the Hindu religion or mythology. First mythology, now has been degraded to a religion. Brahma is the unknown. It represents the concept of God. The excess to Brahma represents Shiva. So you'll hear more mythology, more story about Shiva as builder and destroyer, because he represents the active part of Brahma. You get what I'm saying? The sustaining part of Brahma represents Vishnu, which is the Christ energy. So he represents the consciousness of Brahma. Now, so the Shiva, when you activate the Shiva, you're the tool of Brahma. You're the ongoing, you're the alchemy of Brahma. And the different wives of Shiva represents the inspiration that makes Shiva in forms of different forms of alchemy or different forms of avatars or changes. Brahma, what they're talking about, one breath of Brahma represents outside the circle of time or one day and night. And they're only trying to put a name. That's why it's like 4.1 to 8.2 billion years. But what they're talking, more importantly, is these cycles. You get what I'm saying? Breath actually has four cycles, and I'm trying to remember them. And it's the cycle of Om. It's the in, sustain, out, in the silence. Those are the four cycles, which correspond to the four worlds of Kabbalah and the original four levels of the caste system. So it's like the silence, the inhale, the point where you sustain the breath, the exhale, and then the silence again, which represents Brahma. The silence is Brahma. You get what I'm saying? So with Shiva, the destroyer, you know, the destroyer and the builder and the destroyers, it's this whole cycle process, or it represents the four yugas. You get what I'm saying?
Right.
Or the four cycles of the moon as well. Now, in a lifetime, Brahma himself may be 311,040,000,000,000 years, which is just symbolic numbers. You get what I'm saying? So, they're just saying numbers that are outrageous. You get what I'm saying? To show you that it just goes past time. The cycles are said to repeat like seasons, waxing, waning, within greater time cycle of creation, within the greater time cycle of creation and destruction of the universe. So they're saying there's a greater time cycle, and these time cycles are taking place the same way the moon circles the earth circles the sun circles the Sirius sun. You get what I'm saying? So there's greater cycles of time within the cycles of time. So in the sun, 24 hours, and then 250,000 roughly years, and then the cycle of the sun in the different houses of the zodiac, 2,500 years. You know what I'm saying? And we're in a different sun cycle, which means we're at a different angle of light. And light is knowledge, information. So if we're dealing with old technology, when new light is hitting us, we need to first and foremost understand that this world is over. This reality is over.
Right.
Why?
Right.
How can Miss Blue dictate the future? Because it already happened. How do you know?
Right.
Because the stars that we're seeing, remember, light travels at a certain speed. And that light or that star is at a greater distance than light could travel. So that star could have blew up. We wouldn't see it or experience it because the light hasn't reached Earth yet, based upon how the speed of light traveling to Earth. So some of the stars could explode because Earth, remember I also told you that Earth is a slower reality, but not to mention the distance of this illusion, if you will. Remember I also pointed out that there's a reality behind these counterfeit spirits, these counterfeit holograms. That reality hasn't hit us because it's using light to travel. I told you before that the sun is a medium for which the ancestors speak to us through melanin. The ancestors are truly having a conversation with us through melanin, but it cannot reach the melanin direct. Well, it can if you create enough light within you. But most of us do not have the light within us, so it must use that holographic sunlight as a medium for travel, for communication. So therefore, when you go out and get a tan, it's really the sun draws the melanin to the surface to get the message from ancestors that are on the light. That's why niggas love the sun so much. Technically, we're not sun people, we're melanin people, but the sun activates the melanin to come to the front, and that's what's actually feeling good. That's what niggas like to be out in cookouts. So for the most part, the most when you get slang, fashion, and dancing, and usually these things take over the world at the same time, is because those are the ancestors lining you up like a hieroglyph. So if they're saying turn your hat backwards, wear your pants a certain way, walk a certain way, talk a certain way, those ancestors are putting you in frequencies that line up with certain cosmic events, because the whole idea is to line you up with a cosmic mentality. Most of us are so far gone, they can only use the sun as the medium. Now, when you become conscious and restore enough inner light, then you can have a direct conversation with ancestors and deities, which is just higher form of ancestor, higher form of light, higher form of energy. Because I cultivated the light within, I no longer need to be in the sun with you. That represents the draconian gene, or the Dracula, the night dweller, the melanin. Yeah. So I don't really need to open up my shades unless I'm killing germs in the house. You going to sleep, sweetie? All right, I'll see you tomorrow. I don't really need to cultivate that within me. I'll stay more in the darkness because I've already got the light within, and it's fed off of dark energy because it's the light coming from within. Understand this now. Understand this flow here. Very important shit. And so I can get direct messages. That's why I know that puts you in the level of the shaman. So the shaman would dictate to the African village, this is the dance to do, this is the day to do it, this is the time to do it, because these people weren't, at this point, they weren't adept enough to understand these things within. So they had to be dictated to how to dance, when to dance, what to wear, what to eat, when to do it, which was a part of the fall. So we're even trying to go back to where it is, which still was a lower point when we were in the level of cultural control, which only prepped us for religious control, routine and cultivation. You get what I'm saying? So we're trying to go back to a certain time when that light was lit up. That light was over when your ass went into slavery. We were already in the Kali Yuga or the Iron Age or the Last Age when all of that shit was happening. You following what I'm saying?
Right.
When white people showed up on the planet, which is just an avatar of something in us that is just a reflection of just the lowest part of us. Let's just say that. You know what I mean? That's where they started out. Some have cultivated themselves in the better. In fact, drugs was the shortcut to doing it. That's what the hippie thing was all about. And that's why they shut it down. In fact, they couldn't find anything to shut the hippie movement down, so Charles Manson was a government agent because they couldn't find anything wrong with the LSD they were taking, the peyote, and all these drugs. You have white people started to become black people. They became communal, and they started taking off their shirts and being naked, like in Africa. And they said, and they figured out that the premier message was love, because what the LSD did was gave them experience or inexperience with their true nature or their true light, which is love. You get what I'm saying? So they became flower children and love children. You get what I'm saying? It became, that flower became, which is a symbol of the lotus or alchemy or kundalini of light. So they were actually transforming daisy kids and all the rest of that kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? Sucking each other's titties at Woodstock, because what was happening was they were becoming niggas. So the government said, we need to shut this shit down. So they never had, they was trying all that long hair and get them to war and all the rest of that shit. They was going putting flowers in tanks. So they gave him Charles Manson, killed up some folks, said it was LSD, said he was hippies, and it was over. They was normal motherfuckers again. But what actually fucked it up worse was rap music. Not for all the dumb shit niggas been trying to sell rap music as. It's for the mere fact that white kids grew up on it. Now you have grown white kids who make decisions for niggas every day who are no longer in fear of you by growing up with LL Cool J and DMX. So they were no longer feared of images like Tupac, DMX. They started to see these levels of people as real people. Therefore, they able to see you as a human. Therefore, that's why you're getting these new snazzy jobs, or at least better than it was. You know what I'm saying? In my day, the best you had was Todd Bridges and Junior J.J. Walker. You get what I'm saying? That's as good as it got. So now the fuck that you got fucking Crisscross, you got to remember, Crisscross, them niggas is grown men. Kids, white kids who were influenced by this, influenced by Crisscross. I'm talking to grown-ass women who used to wear Hammer pants. And for me, I was already kind of grown when Hammer was out. You follow what I'm saying? So rap did nothing but introduce niggers in an unscary way to a whole generation of uneducated white people. So when they were worried about it taking over their kids, what they were worrying about is it breaking the separation, and it did. It's truly over now. But back then, you got to remember, you got to understand how important it was, especially, see, most of you were probably born into a world that was post-rap. I was in a world that was pre-rap. And what we were doing was trying to be heard. That's all it really was. And what made it real was if we can see the reflection of what we were in whoever made the rap. Why Hammer got it so bad, because he reflected nothing in any ghetto, in any place in the world. He claimed to be an entertainer, but we truly didn't give a fuck about being entertainers, because Kool and the Gang was already fucking entertainers. You get what I'm saying? Rap was no longer about entertainment. Rap was about a reflection. So Hammer reflected nothing, therefore hated. So we were from a day. Now you got 40-year-old motherfuckers who grew up from MTV. So now you're talking about something that truly infiltrated the consciousness of white folks and actually cultivated them a little bit more. Because I will tell you this shit. I remember being on the train in the fucking 80s with white folks. They did everything just but spit on your face. They would step on your toes, bump you, blow snot on you, look at you with supreme disgust, call you nigga to your face. That shit from the 60s. Remember, if they was beating you with six over drinking coffee in the 60s, the 80s was 20 years later. That ain't that fucking long ago. We damn near being in a remix for 20 fucking years.
Right.
That ain't that fucking long. So in the 80s, it was still fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It was still scary. I went to see the movie Wild Style. Anybody who knows what Wild Style is, raise your hand. When we came out the movies, we paid to get on the train. The cops stopped us, said we hopped the train. Gave us tickets, threw against the wall. Coming out of Wild Style. You get what I'm saying? And we was all sorts of niggas. And this was when rap was on the rise. Holler back, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Now, the point is, so they are more cultivated based upon rap, that's how rap infiltrated. All of that, we said some wise words in African Bambaataa. I wiped my ass with that shit. That shit did absolutely nothing but made us feel good. And that's really still something within itself. But the fact that our presence is what was the fucking science of rap music. Not nothing we said. Because you listen to some of that shit right now, that shit is fucking childish. And I love it. Go listen to I Feel Good About Candy and be like, tell me that shit is hot. It's hot because you remember the memory.
Right.
But if you listen to that shit as a grown fucking man, you'd be like, what? Really? All about candy. You're like, whatever, nigga. Whatever. Whatever, nigga. The Bristol Hotel. Whatever, nigga. Whatever. I knew the Bristol Hotel, nigga. Whatever. But the memory, you'll love it. But it's just as, when I listen and see how juvenile I hear it now, for my age, for some who are older, I can see how our music was juvenile, too.
Yeah.
But it was for our time and for our era. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And you enjoy it because it's from the era. It's more the memory. Because I'm going to tell you, music is fucking big mind control, of course.
Once it cooled down,
all the rap in New York, what they had left was nothing but motherfucking house music. And that was faggot music to us. You know what I'm saying? Dancing a remix, you know, and get on up and dance now. And fucking, what's that other shit? The gay homo, strike it up. That's the homo anthem. Strike it up.
Oh, my gosh.
So now we got the taste for clubs. We had the Latin Quarters closed down. Union Square closed down. Red Door closed down. The tunnel opened up for a while. Now, when the tunnel got hot again in the 90s, but the tunnel was rocking, 1018 Club, all that shit closed down. Just too many nigga fights. So now we at the Red Door. At the fucking, they play house music. Strike it up. Before long, we're on the dance floor with fucking shiny shoes. Strike it up. This party's going to set you free. Strike it up. You know what I'm saying? Nigga damn near voguing out this bitch. Because you hear the shit so much. Now when I hear that old shit, Black Box and shit. Everybody dance, y'all. You still get a memory over because you got so much ass now. Dancing to that old fruity shit. You know what I'm saying? I listen to house music. Jackie Body. Palladium. Yeah, they closed Palladium. Now they threw us out. Threw a couple of niggas off them shelves and that was it. Limelight. Jackie Body. I got on my iPod. Know what I'm saying? I got mad shit. Know what I'm saying? Follow me. There's a place where we'll all be free. Feel the rhythm of house. Feel the rhythm. Fucking Jackie Body. Gotta have house music. Set you free. Niggas in there wearing tribal shit, bandana, cut up clothes, fucking desert boots. Lost in house, where I want to be. Rock your body. You and that motherfucker doing anything to get some ass. Wearing fucking fluorescent shirts. Just hopping on some ass. Rock your body. Come on, girl, move your body. You in there grabbing your ankle. Like you're Wayne's brother kicking. Remember how niggas used to jump through their own leg? You in there grabbing your ankle, jumping through your own motherfucking leg. Doing the kid and play kick step. Lost in house, where I set you free. Go set you free. You in there really thinking you getting your freedom. Sweating your ass off. Go set you free. Go set you free. Nigga, we free. You in there popping your chest. Thinking you free. Follow me. There's a place. You really think you going to Sirius where we all are free.
Oh,
where we all are free. follow me. Why don't you follow me? The high part. Why don't you follow me? To a place where we all are free.
I have that.
You be home singing that. You be at home singing that shit. Follow me. Follow me. Jump back. Get yourself together. Nothing wrong with me. You used to hold me. You used to feel me. Fuck it. Yeah, play that shit, nigga. I know you got that shit on the reverb. Why don't you follow me? Got to work it to the bone, bone, bone. Got to work it to the bone, bone, bone. Oh, that's the shit right there. We got to end with that shit. Feel the rhythm of house. Yeah, nigga. Summertime. Some summertime. Summertime. We're going to get free. We're going to get free on this one, y'all. Oh, shit. Oh, shit. I'm jumping through my foot right now.
Follow me.
Oh, this shit right here. Alright, nigga, don't move, nigga. The remix is over, nigga.
I'm hoping.
Well, this shit is rocking. Don't even cut that shit off yet. I'm humping my chest right now. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, nigga. You got that shit rocking now.
We shall all be free. Follow me. Why don't you follow me?
That nigga got it right.
To a place where we can be free. Yeah. With me.
Go to heaven after this.
Can you
feel
it? Now it's time for changes. It's time for us to care. Follow me.
Boom, 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 boom. This is that shit right here, boy. That right there. Boom, 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 boom. You ain't going to heaven on this, you ain't going in. Oh, Matt came to how to get to the subject here. How didn't you get to the subject here, nigga? I just get so much booty to this.
Oh,
Shooby-doo, shooby-doo.
Only in the remix, you guys. Only in the remix.
Oh, that shit is just rocking. So much pussy to this.
Are you dancing, Panic?
Oh, hell yeah. I got the remix, nigga. Ah. I got my shit in stereophonic. Let me tell you. Somebody in there said Panic over there voting. Let me tell you. I bet you I got more pussy to this than y'all did, than you did when you was wearing your clothes backwards listening to that fucking crisscross, nigga. How about that? That was shit, nigga. To a place. Cause I know you was walking around inside out. It's wiggity 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 whack. This is where the grown hoes was, nigga. Shit, back in there for that pussy shit, I'd be flapping my hands, wearing a fucking disco ball if I had to. All right, that was the jam, and we need to understand. We at the party. So follow me. All right. Let me get this one thing. This science. I'm glad you played that shit, Blue. That changed the whole flow. I actually feel better about you, Nick. You should have opened up with that shit.
I know, right?
All right. Let's get back to the science so you niggas don't accuse me of fucking off. Like summer, spring, winter, autumn, each movie involves stages of gradual changes with the earth and the consciousness of mankind goes through as a whole. So mankind goes through these changes. So
yes.
If we understand that, it's hard for me to stomach people trying to get back to some old African shit. We did it already. You know what I'm saying? Let me read that. Spring, winter, autumn, each movie involves stages of gradual changes or stages of change. So we're going into a different stage. There's no one day and then it turns into something else. They blend into each other. They started blending into the information age when Bobby, Phil, Delbert Blair, Jewel Pokrum, Dr. Africa, you name the list, C. Freeman L., you know, Ivan Van Sertima, Dr. Hendrick Clark, Dr. Ben, you know, the laundry list, you know what I mean, Sheikh Anta Diop. When they started coming about, that was a part of the rise. It was always blended. You can always say there was a phenomenon that kept it going, you know, from Nat Turner, Surgeon on the Truth,
right.
Harriet Tubman, you know, but it had to come to a point. These phenomenons or these early emanations of consciousness showing up through people were only for a specific time, this time that's happening now with us. And they layer into each other. only into a point where this Batoon or this age comes about. That was December 21st. So me, like everybody else, I wanted a Big Bang, but that's not the case. The Big Bang is supposed to happen in your mind, in your change,
yep.
in the change
and
of
that's
your thought.
What happened.
Very important, yep. very important to say. And I want to really say it is the key. If you're still talking
yeah.
that shit you was talking in 92 about what the Illuminati is doing, then
yeah.
good for you, but you the one sitting on the mountain trying to fucking make a golden calf or whatever the fuck. A complete user cycle from the golden age of enlightenment to the dark age and back again is said to be caused by the solar system's amount of motion around another star. This star is called Kalki, K-A-L-K-I. Lord Vishnu has many avatars, and in each yuga, he has revealed all of them except his last avatar, Kalki. It is said that in the last yuga, Lord Vishnu will reveal the avatar too, and the Kalki avatar will lead to the end of the world. Bobby was talking about Kalki. That Kalki avatar has been revealed. Now, that just represents an aspect of you, of the Christ energy
right.
in you, okay? Lord Vishnu is the sustainer. He is Christ. It just represents different levels or different emphasis on your Christ consciousness or your consciousness as a whole. We were in some of the deadest form of consciousness, i.e., that's why I went so hard at talking about I'm conscious because I get pussy. I'm conscious because I'm calling you the queen. I'm conscious because I'm saying you Hotep. It is consciousness. It is the information of light. And it is transformative and can be even more transformative. Again, I show you this magical golden age understanding in my classes. Please take the classes.
Yeah.
But why I'm dealing with it, why I even have to take classes, because we were in the 10th avatar of the Christ energy, the Kalki energy. Vishnu will be, now, the main reason is to destroy the wicked and to restart the new creation. Where does creation start?
Origin.
With the thought.
Yes.
That's why you have to be
yes.
creative. Creation does not start with you building new houses for the homeless,
no.
new schools for the kids. That's the end result of something you've already created for them. The end result of you taking care of your kids, a chicken in every pot, you rescuing the babies, starts with the thought process. That's where the true creation or the true creative process starts. When they say you need to go to the drawing board, what do they mean? They mean you need to think again about how to attack this problem physically. So, again, the main reason is to destroy the wicked. You don't destroy the wicked by celebrating the wicked or the wicked's dominance.
That's right.
You're not destroying the wicked by telling them, guess what they did with Batman and 23 dead and this is what they do. That's not destroying of the wicked. That's celebrating what they did. You get what I'm saying? If you're in a boxing ring, you Muhammad Ali, you're not destroying your opponent by talking about his wonderful right cross or how many times he throws it. That's only celebrating the ass whipping that you're receiving, is it not? You are celebrating the true way for Muhammad Ali to win a fight is to outsmart his opponent with his power and knock him the fuck out. So to do that, you must get into your technology. You must get into your technology. This is your technology. What I teach in classes is your technology. That's the winning stroke. Talking about if Lisa Left Eye was killed, nothing you could do about it if she was. Nothing you could do about it if she was. Therefore, that means maybe you could understand that, but that's the best you could do. Move on. Empower. I've talked to Lisa Left Eye Lopez, and what she's shared and what I've shared amounts to power, not the tragedy of her death, which all you niggas are supposed to not be scared of anyway, per your own words. You get what I'm saying? Per your own words. Now, so we need to truly understand our creative mind, our thought process, creation, thought, and imagination is truly the key to the golden age. A movie you must watch, I've said it 1,000 times, What Dreams May Come. If you haven't watched it, you're a fucking sucker. You're a fucking sucker. It goes, it tells you everything you would ever need to know about the concept of the astral world and Earth. In it, Robin Williams dies, and Cuba Gooding Jr. explains to him the astral world, or the world you go to when you dream and when you die. And he tells him clearly, every single thing you want in your mind is created by you here, which is still an illusion. But really, that's what they're telling you with the laws of attraction. Everything you want here is created by your own mind. It's just longer and harder to do it here. So if you understand, you bypass it here when you deal with it, because you still travel to the astral world. That's what astral traveling is. So instead of dying and going to the astral world, and you can move on from the astral world, which is represented as Never Never Land, or you could get a body and come back, which they showed you in the movie. They also showed you in the movie this what they call the cosmic boat. He was going to rescue his wife. He said he was about to go on the boat. That boat is actually the soul boat, or Ra's soul boat, that takes you out of the astral world when you die. See, in the book Isis Thesis by Judy K. King is her name. A very hard book to read, but what she talks about is the web of Isis, which is the physical magnetosphere. When people die, the astral world is actually the magnetosphere. So when you die, your spirit goes straight up. You get caught in the magnetosphere. You either live there for a while and eventually get a body again. But if your soul goes to the north, which there's a weakness in the magnetosphere, you meet Ra at the sunboat, and you move on. This represents the magnetosphere, or the web of Isis, represents Never Never Land in Peter Pan. Captain Hook represents Kronos, or the soul boat, or the solstice boat, or your soul, which gets you out of the astral world forever. And you go through the sun, or the sun disk, where you become, where you sit with the gods and become all the gods. That's in the book. That was also in the movie, the third Pirates of the Caribbean, where they travel to the north. That magnetosphere is also represented in the movie as Davy Jones' locker. And that's also represented as the Van Allen belt, which people get trapped.
Yeah.
Now, on Earth, you have something called jet streams. There's a jet stream that goes from west to east. So that's why the weather from the west, or the winds from the west, come to the east. That's why when you travel in a plane going to the west coast, it's a little bit longer. But when you come from the west coast to the east, it's quicker because you're traveling with the jet streams. There's a jet streams that go underwater. There's a jet stream from the Caribbean that goes to Europe. Now, because of global warming, on another note, those jet streams are breaking down. So they said if there's no jet stream that brings the hot air from the Caribbean to Europe, it'll be an ice age over there, and that's happening now. That jet stream is breaking down. The jet streams are changing now. They said the spirits travel along the jet streams to the north, where they go upside down and leave in Ra's sunboat. They showed you that in that movie. Davy Jones was supposed to be ushering the spirits to the north. All that's from the Book of the Dead. That's not just in a movie or from Judy K. King, because she's decoding the Book of the Dead in the coffin text. This is Egyptian science that we're talking about, that they understand, and they're trying to get done. Now, we need to understand this. The mummification process wasn't just for a personal use of the king.
No.
It was a symbolic process that was done so all of us could benefit from it. Meaning, we all have the legacy of the king. That's why we all call each other kings and kings, queens and kings, and have no fucking kingdom. Because it symbolically means you've already been deified, even though they acted it out ritualistically with pharaohs. But they were going through the process of the underworld, meaning we have unlocked the secrets of the underworld as a collective entity. Therefore, when you die, we know how to die. We know how to go unless something's holding you on to this reality based upon the ego, based upon you feeling shortchanged, based upon you thinking who you think you are, and so on and so forth. As a conscious person, which nothing is supposed to bind you, you're able to travel along that jet stream to meet your soul boat and so on, especially now because all you really have to do is know the concept, which you just heard tonight. So we're in the We just came out of the last avatar of Vishnu, and we're about to go into the Satya Yuga, which I'll talk about in a moment. The avatar will be seated on a white horse, a drawn sword blazing like a comet. But you heard this before. The second coming of Jesus was what? He comes on a white horse, the forerunner of the apocalypse. So they have this in Hindu mythology. Porky comes on this horse, which is represented as the soul of the pineal gland as well. Pegasus represents that white horse that Medusa turns into this white horse is Pegasus, the Christ energy, Kundalini energy, trapped on earth in her, which she represents the form of Kali or the Kali Yuga or that portion of the Christ energy trapped in the dungeon. That's why she has snakes. That's Kundalini. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And she turns into Pegasus, this winged white horse, which is symbolic of Christ. The horse represents Christ. So Kalki comes. Remember, Jesus comes as a vicious killer this time. Now, earlier, the white horse came from the third eye of Lord Shiva. Remember, I said Shiva represents nothing but the process of God. You get what I'm saying? Vishnu and Shiva is kind of the same thing. They're just talking about in different ways. As Brahma and Shiva, the same thing as Shiva is the active force of Brahma. You get what I'm saying? So it represents, it's all talking about the same thing. They're just talking about in different forms. The third eye represents Christ consciousness, the awareness. That's why Jesus sits at where? The right hand of God, which just represents him at the mountaintop with God in third eye. The fire has been converted into a white horse by Lord Brahma. Now, that represents the end of the Kali Yuga, which just happened or came to a high point. Like I said, these things bleed into each other on December 21st. I wanted it to be fire and brimstone because my idea is this whole cycle needs to stop. But then with further thought, it may never stop. It may never have to stop. Because at the end of the day, your death is a guaranteed stop. And since this
there
is the illusion, since this is the illusion, you never really was here anyway. So this never really happened anyway. You get what I'm saying? Or it already happened, and you're only playing out the part that you need to play for your alchemy. Love it. The Satya Yuga is also called Sat Yuga. And Sat is another word for set, or Set Yuga. Or the Yuga of Saturn or the Yuga of Satan, which is interesting that Balaa was talking about the characteristics of Saturn at this particular time in the last show because we're in the Sat Yuga, which is a Saturn Yuga. And Saturn represents home. Saturn is also the pineal gland, which is the white light in the third eye of Shiva cultivated or converted into fire by Brahma. And Sat represents Saturn. When the pineal is illuminated, it looks just like Saturn. It has the ring of Saturn around it. And Saturn, of course, is Satan. There's a book, Polaria, The Gift of the White Stone, by R.H. Mueller or W.H. Mueller, which is really the pen name of Kenneth Grant, one of the guys who took over the OTO. I think burning this shit up. The Turin! One second, y'all. Yo, fellas, turn on that oven thing.
The fan.
Yeah, turn it so the smoke will go out. Open the back door if you have to, you non-cooking ass niggas. Or their whole seasoning is goddamn garlic salt. You know what I'm saying? Everything got garlic salt on it, motherfucker. Niggas wouldn't know how to use paprika if you choked them. Garlic salt. And then pop shit about it. Yeah, panic. You can't fuck around with this. All you did was put garlic salt on this shit, nigga. Fucking put garlic salt on pancakes if you let them. So the Saturn or the Satyuta or the Set is the Satan rising. You get what I'm saying? Satan represents spiraling energy that came. You represent Satan. That's all it is. You get what I'm saying? The Satyuga or the Kitra Yuga in Hinduism is the age of truth. And remember, we're walking into what? The age of Aquarius, which is the age of knowing, the age of truth. We're coming into the age of truth. So this truth has been revealed. The difference is what you do with the truth. We aren't doing the right thing with the truth. You get what I'm saying? This is when mankind is governed by God, and every man and every manifestation is worked close to the purest ideal, and mankind will allow the intrinsic goodness to rule supreme. So what they're talking about is you're not going to be ruled by these gods in the classic religious sense, meaning that your God force will now rule your reality. If you do the shit that I'm telling you to do, if you take some of these classes to learn it, if you're that deprived, or if you cannot figure it out, there are classes you can do. You can do the chem classes. You come your ass to my class. Look, if you are not in Atlanta, I offer these classes over Skype. You could do it from the comfort of your home. If you're in Atlanta, you're more than welcome to come to the house. But no matter what, people are still not understanding. They're still telling me, I wish you were in Atlanta. Well, I wish your ass would listen. I'm doing them over Skype. You could be in the comfort of your home in Baghdad. I have students in my class from the UK, Australia, Japan, even motherfuckers in Japan. I'm doing the classes and mailing them the audio from it as well. So there's no excuse. And what it teaches you is how to rule your life by the God force for real. Not just saying and making yourself feel good, how to do it for real. For real, for real. You ain't got to listen to me. Listen to the motherfuckers who took the class. They will tell your monkey ass. I still get emails from niggas in the second class. Panic, thank you. Now I see so much. I watch TV and see so much. I'm like, shit, nigga, I ain't even know I had it like that. So in this age of truth, when mankind is governed by the gods, every manifestation or worth is close to its purest ideal. But this is only if you line up with the golden energy. If you're still doing your own bullshit, then you are on the floor with the golden calf. Blow that horn, nigga. Come on the mountain. I bring you the new laws, the new commandments, nigga. And this new is thou wilt. You know what I'm saying? You are your own God. You create your own house and your own reality. Stop trying to be conscious and be conscious. Stop trying to play conscious and be conscious. Come on, niggas. Follow me. I am on the mountain with Moses, nigga. We're going to the promised land.
I just want to tell you, we have 4 minutes and 39 seconds left to go.
Okay. Let me end
the after hours. But I want you to go ahead, to give everybody the information.
I want to end this point. Right? I know we're getting close, and I want you to end this. I want to at least end it on this point. So to the purest ideal, mankind will allow his intrinsic goodness to rule supreme. It is sometimes referred to as the golden age. The average lifespan, blah, 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 is 100,000 years, and I'm sure that's symbolic. The goddess Dharma, which is the goddess of spirituality and balance, depicted in the form of a cow, which is the return of the Great Mother. Which symbolized morality, stood on all four legs during this period. Amongst the four eras, the Satyayuga is the first and most significant one. Knowledge, meditation, penance hold a special importance in this era. All the pillars of religion are present today. Now, they're saying religion because it's later on, but we're talking about the pillars, actually, of religion. We're talking about the foundation of religion, which is spirituality. You get what I'm saying? Each religion has a spiritual beginning. The average life expectancy of a human in the Satyayuga is believed over 400 years. They're only talking about symbolic prosperity and what you would live in this short lifetime would amount to 400 years, I'm sure. During the Satyayuga, and it probably based upon people were living that physical lifetime, according to Wayne in his last lecture that he did with me, it's possible, and it's possible to do it now. But I don't want to, me personally. During the Satyayuga, all people engaged in only... You may want to now because we're about to go into the golden age. During the Satyayuga, all people engaged in only good sublime deeds. Ashrams become devoted to devoid of wickedness and deceit. According to the blah, 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 Nata Shataraha, wickedness did not exist in the Satyayuga because... It was a time when people were happy. Among the four eras, the Satyayuga is the first and most significant one. Knowledge, meditation, penance hold in special importance to this era. So all of this to say, my folks, we are in a time where we need a new cosmic mentality. I'm telling you that bullshit you was doing ain't working.
Yes.
I'm telling you because I know I get the personal messages, and it's not working. It's not just my opinion, because my opinion means nothing. But what you telling me after all the fucking lights go off is you ain't getting it, or you getting it a little bit. You get what I'm saying? So I'm trying to tell you to get it with you get it like a fucking rush. Get it like you just smoked a fucking crack rock. You get what I'm saying? Like I said, the classes I do that. It's only 4 weeks of your life. It's not really that expensive. I mean, most people are surprised of how much they could do. Herb packs always do it for you, especially now. I'm about to get that Herb pack 3.0 readings.
3.0.
Readings, and more readings. You can never have enough information about where you have been to know exactly how to cultivate what it is you're doing. You need to know where you start. And this is alchemy here. So you need to know what kind of fucking brick you starting with, so what house you can build. So ain't nothing more important than a reading right now. If you ain't on that list, get the fuck on the list. Stop playing with yourself. Or even better yet, stop playing yourself. You know like I know. You niggas may be cheaper than the motherfucker, but some shit you gotta do. You know what I'm saying? You gotta do. I'm a cheap motherfucker. If my dick is dripping, I'm going to get a shot. I don't give a fuck.
Ew.
It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Your pineal's broke, get an herb pack. You know what I'm saying? I know your pineal's broke. I don't give a fuck if you was talking to your grandmother on the couch, your dead grandmother. I would show you how to fucking have a jam session with Jimi Hendrix. For real, for real. You niggas will be, Purple Haze made me lose my mind. Good man. Those them satisfied. Come on, nigga, smoke some of that herb pack. Man, what you doing over there? Oh, it's beautiful, baby. I can see the tongue. Nigga, you ever touch raspberry with a purple twist? It's in the sky, baby. Go ahead, smoke another pack, nigga.
You know what? We are in the after hours. Can you believe it? We went right through that. We are in the after hours. I do want to say to those just who may be listening to the download, and don't forget to reach out to Brother Panic for the classes. now everybody's sending notes talking about they got cut off. For the classes and also for herb packs, for the chants, and all of your magical needs at Panic, P-A-N-I-C, Pack, P-A-C-K, at hotmail.com.
Brother Panic, made me lose my mind. Excuse me. While I kiss the sky. Going right up that herb pack, baby. You know what it do to you. Make your bowels fall out. And then you put them back in. No, they kind of smoke a little bit. This is the greatest thing you could do in your life. Smoke an herb pack. Or drink it. Niggas call that shit pineal tea now.
Pineal tea?
Yeah, niggas emailed Khadijah. I keep hearing about this pineal tea, nigga. How can I get my hands on some pineal tea? You know, you need to email Panic, nigga. The fuck you fucking with me? I had nothing, nigga. They don't like noise at night. You know what I'm saying? I don't sleep a regular schedule, so I come in at 2 a.m. and start washing my nuts. And you need to wash your nuts earlier. Use another bathroom. I'm like, God damn, you're fucking with me. I'm saying, my moms don't even do that shit. Said, I'm Brother Panic, leave me alone. That Brother Panic shit don't hold no weight in this house. I'm trying to go, well, let's go to Red Lobster. I don't want to go to Red Lobster. But it's me, it's Panic. Brother Panic. And we ain't going there. Let's go to Joe's Crab Shack. Oh, fuck. Holds no weight. You know what I'm saying? Excuse me. Well, I took this guy. You still there, Blue?
Yes.
Oh, I thought I got kicked off. When you were talking about the chakra lights, you were talking about a lava light that changes colors? Blue?
You say what?
You were talking about chakra lights at one point.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking about the candle,
the glade candle that changes the colors of the chakras.
Okay. Because there is, if you can get, they have these updated lava lights. Well, first of all, if you have a problem with one chakra, just get a lava light of that color. But they have these chakra lights, they have these that turn all the colors of the chakras now.
Yeah.
That one looks like crystals, and one that's a vortex. The vortex, even better. I have that
upstairs in
the spirit room. It changes into this vortex, and it spins in every chakra color. You can do hellified meditations with those.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering.
Barnes and Noble has one, too, that's really, really good. It's actually a children's toy that formulates a star pattern formation on your ceiling that changes all the colors of the chakras.
Excellent.
Excellent, too. Mm-hmm. But they also have the glade candles. And I think one time I gave a ritual out for that. But if you go on Facebook and even do glade, you can get the candles. It's a candle that when you light it, it lights the flicker of the candle, like the whole base of the candle. It goes through all the colors of the chakras. Now, what's interesting is that when the candle is not lit, it just looks white. But I told the story about how I picked it up and the candle started changing colors because it really works off of different energy there. But it's great for doing candle meditation, you know, meditation using a candle and having the colors so you can actually go through and cleanse. So the lava lamp, too, like you said, they've gotten really advanced with the lava lamp. And so... yeah, that's really, really cool. That is. First of all, I want to let everybody know, don't forget, Sunday night, get all of your questions together because Brother Panic will be taking your questions on Sunday night. So all those occult questions, all those questions you guys have, write them down, have them ready because Sunday night is going down. He's going in. So we'll be back here live Sunday night, too. Don't forget to download. Download this show and all of the shows on the Remix Show, and you can do that by coming right back here. I don't know how much time we have, but I guess we'll go until we can go no more.
Sounds like a plan. Yeah. we'll be back Sunday. You got to excuse me from eating. Kind of hungry. But we'll be back Sunday. I'm on some better shit now. Berries and cherries, nut crunch, fiber enriched, gluten free.
Berries, nut crunch.
Gluten free, GMO free, vegan. Panic is definitely upgraded for the goddamn golden age, nigga. I'm off chicken. Believe you me, that's hard, man. Everything about a chicken wing, I can tell you details now. Like you know when you eat that wing and the one bone part, they got that horizontal little piece of meat.
Oh,
you have
yeah.
To scratch that off with your teeth. I want to do that. The bottom part, that little gristle, that little hump, I want to get in the middle of that. the two bone part, I want to stick that whole wing in my mouth and pull it out. Where the hump part is flat and the meat just meet the bone, then you turn it to the side and suck the middle out. You know what I'm saying? Then you break the bone. And then you see if the gristle's soft. And you want to suck that. then you got that little retarded wing tip. You want to suck the meat out that one little part. Suck the grease out the tip. Can't do it no more. Like when Rain used to order the chicken wings, I used to get the. She never ate the tips. She used to hate that. I used to fuck with them tips. I knew how to fuck with her. Everything about a wing. You know what I'm saying? Oh, my God. Niggas could not fuck with my wing game. You know what I'm saying? My leg game, still, niggas couldn't fuck with my leg game. So you know you couldn't fuck with my wing game. My leg game, you know what I'm saying? I know how to put the whole top part of my mouth and get the meat off in one swoop. Then they had the little soft meat used to hang off the side, and then that little second bone on the leg. Crack that little second bone, you know what I'm saying? Now, I ain't eat gristle. But if a nigga would have challenged me to a gristle, I'd fuck with the gristle. Worst point, I'd be having straight up dreams about chicken. Yo, I had a straight dream. I was at the Chinese food in my hood, just and it, the whole dream I'm ordering wings. The whole dream.
Oh wow.
And clone wings, not even the wings that be big as baby arms. I'm telling you, that's fucking with me. I gave up beef and chicken, I was done with it. I mean beef and pork, I was done with it. That chicken is fucking the revenge of the nerds. I want to eat shit I wasn't even eating. Crystal burgers. Who eats that? I wanted to eat that shit. Remember, like, and then you have cravings for regular meat. Like, once you ain't no meat, I wanted to eat steak the other day. Some steak potatoes. I'm like, I don't even know what to do with a steak. And I'm coming, yo. Brother Panica's in the golden age. Fuck around. Don't quote me on it. The golden age may say I need to go get some farm fresh chicken from the farmer's market and fuck with that. That's what I'm fighting. I might have to just go get some shit that's grass fed. Go that route.
Yeah. They I'm definitely have it. Yeah.
I'm fighting that. If I do that,
some
I'm going to wait for a while.
Get some kosher.
Come on, shut the fuck around and grow my own chickens back in this motherfucker. Get an incubator. Hatch them shit. Mm-hmm. Just go for what I know. Mm-hmm. Give them names and shit. Baron Zombie. Sorry, Baron Zombie. We having a cookout. No, it's real. Take off that hat, nigga. It's time for you to get on that grill, bitch. Oh, man. Baron Zombie, you got to go. So, I mean, no, it's all good, but you can't tell me about no motherfucking chicken, nigga. That right there, boy. That shit is hurting, yo. Torn be in here eating them hot wings, too. I'd be mad if he leave any meat left behind. Like, yo, that's not fair. That chicken gave your life. Go on and suck that bone.
Well,
you can eat the gristle, nigga. You have no. You can eat the gristle, nigga.
The gristle.
Leave meat on the bone and all that kind of shit. What's wrong with you, nigga? But you have to change your mind. You got to try new shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
the golden
yes,
age. Yeah, nigga on Facebook.
Origin.
Yeah, I forgot about that shit. Nigga on Facebook. Happy Ascension Day. I feel like
Happy
hitting
Ascension.
Everybody with a box of noodles. You're saying that bullshit. Happy Ascension Day, Panic. I'm like, what? You could have been ascended. If little of you niggas know, like in The Wizard of Oz, you could have went home each time. You could have been went home, Dorothy.
You could have been went home, yeah.
Tap your shoes three. That's the shit Blue was telling you since she got on the fucking remix.
Yeah.
Oh, you can do this shit now. Happy Ascension Day. You niggas really took that shit serious. I'm like, I'm just hoping, I hope I convinced enough niggas so we could just create a tidal wave, but hell no.
Create a jet stream and get up out of here.
Yeah. But that lineup, you know what I'm saying? It was the cosmic event.
Oh, yeah.
Like I said, it triples down to Earth.
It takes a while. But it definitely takes a while, like you said, before it enters the Earth atmosphere and then even longer to enter into your consciousness. And that's
right.
What the work is about. So it's not just, like you said, it doesn't happen by osmosis. Personally, it's
right,
going to be a long
work.
Time. Yeah, it's going to be a long time before we see this on a mass level. It's not one of these, like you said, you're just not going to wake up and the whole world become conscious.
Right,
these conscious
and
thought patterns. Yeah.
And I hate to cut you off.
No.
But I want to make it absolutely clear. We never need to see this on a mass level. It never was on a mass level.
Right.
What you had
right.
was, the people who ran the planet, which was conscious people, were in the cusp of this, and because they dictated to the masses how the world should be, the world was ran with harmony. So the masses are never were smart. There's always going to be people here who are going to say, well, what should I do next? The difference is the people who they're asking what to do next are corrupt people. So the people, the people who are conscious, which are us, we were the planet runners back then. So it's really a matter of if we're still going to be here through this golden age, then about the planet coming back to our control. And it's not like we have something to do to get the planet under control. All we have to do is be peace and just, because peace and justice will reign supreme.
Right.
It's like corruption reigning. So it wasn't like the white man did something. All he had to do was be himself. Because we were in the age where that ran supreme. So he was just the guy. He was just in the spot. And it was actually before him, because these niggas was corrupt. The white person just became the way later excuse. But you had all these niggas that was doing it anyway. So it wasn't even a race as much as it was a mentality that reigned supreme.
Right.
So so it's really always going to be the rulers. It's never going to be masses. That was
never
given to us for the civil rights. So it'll never be the masses. It's just that this balance will reign supreme, and you'll find the conscious people who are on top of this, because they have changed their cosmic mentality. They're the hot shit right now. You'll find you're in control in your situation. And even just nice people who aren't conscious, let's just say Jesse Jackson, let's pretend he was pure of heart. That type of person who's pure of heart and what he does to run people, you'll find him rise to the top or him fall. Or if he's a truly corrupt, which we probably think he is, or truly fall. You know what I'm saying? But you got to really reevaluate your definition of corrupt. Corrupt to the level will help Martin Luther King get killed, or versus some nigga who just always going to be in the camera and just rubbing hands with Whitey. What else you going to do? That's not even really corrupt. I mean, it depends on what you really look at. You know what I'm saying? Corrupt is not even killing 21 kids. Corrupt is creating system that kills thousands daily.
Yes. So true. And really, even
that's not as bad as the suffering. The corrupt is someone coming up with motherfucking a cure for a sickle cell, and you hiding it or suppressing it for money.
Yeah.
That's corrupt. You know what I'm saying? Because dying ain't nothing.
Yeah.
Guess what? You'll be back, or you'll move on. So that ain't
you'll
even nothing.
Back.
That's almost like saying you made me sneeze. That's corrupt. Right, you know what I'm saying? Just that we think death is the greatest thing ever. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Our ignorance of death is what makes it the greatest thing. You know what I'm saying?
The greatest thing.
I've seen a documentary where they said the Kamites, niggas, if a nigga wallet got stolen, they used to call on dead niggas as witnesses. So it wasn't even like
the tribunal.
That shit was a difference. You know what I'm saying? Right. It's it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I call Madam Bridget to the stand. That's how advanced they was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's how motherfucking advanced they was. So it wasn't
that's
like they seen these two worlds. Right. They didn't see these two worlds as separate. We just see them as separate now. And I'm sorry for keep cutting you off.
No, you're not. You know, it's just really, really just good. You know, I love when you come on and share. But very good point. You're right. They didn't see the world as separate. And even though now some of us still don't see the world as separate, you know, we're working in it.
Not supposed to. And I mean, there's still a separation. I mean, you spent a lifetime seeing it. Every movie that you see, because even me, you know, you never 100%, but then you got to remember, see, the Kamites never had the scariness put into them about it. So from day one, they studied death. They were obsessed with death. No, once you study death, then life becomes a cinch. You get what I'm saying?
That's right.
So you got me as a grown person starting to study death and having to condition myself to it. When every movie you see is about this sustaining life. Every movie.
That's right.
Finding love, saving a kid, you know, hero saving somebody. It is supreme mind control. Every single thing you do is about living another day. So no matter how advanced you are, you still walking around this motherfucker talking about, I ain't going to eat the chemtrails and vaccinations. You talking about living no matter how much you talking about death. We're not going to kid ourselves. So like
that's
I said,
right.
We, you know, what I find is conscious people, we try to kid ourselves. That's what I was talking about
right.
when I was saying one moment is the spirit, then the next fucking moment is this shit isn't real anyway. Because you walking around kidding yourself.
Right.
Do what
mm-hmm.
you feel. That's consciousness.
Yeah.
Do what the fuck you feel. You scared of death, say you scared of death.
Say you scared.
You're gonna die, whether
yeah.
you're scared or not, you're gonna die anyway. I think
mm-hmm.
if you're conscious, it's smarter not to deal with fear. That's the whole point. But if you are, just
right.
say you are. And at least you put yourself in a position to do things to go beyond this shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's right. And
acting
it is
like,
about
you know, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to
yeah,
go.
Yeah, exactly.
Go.
And the
whole
thing is,
shit, nigga.
You're not going to go until, I'm not going to say complete your work, because I have seen some people make their transition to come back who haven't
mm-hmm.
completed their work.
Right.
And interesting enough, I just did an Akashic Record reading for a brother who I will say, out of all the ones I've done, he's come back pretty quick. He
mm-hmm.
was born sometime in 1981.
Mm-hmm.
And his Akashic Records readings take him to the early 1900s, which
mm-hmm.
means that he came back very fast.
Mm-hmm.
And in a past life, he was, there's a jazz player and also a composer,
mm-hmm.
a brother that goes by the name of Scott Joplin. I
mm-hmm.
don't know who's familiar with him, but he's very, very instrumental with ragtime, as we know that music, and also
mm-hmm.
during the Renaissance. And interesting enough, when I went into this brother's records, the first reading I did for him, which wasn't an Akashic Record reading, I seen a man standing next to him, and I didn't know who the man was, and I seen him in another time. And I told him, I said, am I doing an Akashic Record reading for you? And he said, yes. So I stopped myself, because I didn't want to spoil
mm-hmm.
it for him. Matter of fact, I'll give the brother's first name, but I won't give his last name. and his first name is Lance. And he said, well, I have one coming up with you. Well, when I got into his records, I actually seen one of my uncles standing next to him. But
mm-hmm.
I couldn't figure out the correlation, but I did figure it out, is that they had the same name, which was Scott. Once I Googled the guy, I figured out his
mm-hmm.
name was Scott Joplin. He was the composer. Now, I didn't know about this brother, of course, like you guys know with the readings, I don't know. But turns out he went to college for music, big jazz, connoisseur. Plus, he plays musical instruments, and he was a musical teacher, and he played in a band before. And not only that, he lived in Texas. Turns out Scott Joplin lived in Texas, too. He originally went to New York, and that's where those two linked up. They used to play in a band together. But he told me, he said, Miss Blue, this is crazy, because he had to take a test once he finished college to become an instructor of music in the state of Texas. And based upon what he told me, Texas has some of the strictest rules when it comes to music criteria and being able to pass this test. And one of his friends who took the test told him that there's going to be some names on there that he doesn't know before he took the test. He said, there is a name that you need to never forget. And the name that his friend told him was Scott Joplin, which is the man he was with in a past life. So you see, I just say that to show those correlations that he had. And he said, of all the people you could have named, he said, that's a name I never, ever forgot, and even played some of his music. So it was kind of powerful, but I wanted to say that, you know, I looked at
very powerful. That's beyond a lot of these fucking blog talk newfound psychics abilities.
Yeah. Well, you know,
which tells you what I've been always telling folks from day one. Ms. Blue has a gift for this. This is not something we said. This is something you can do. Like I said, I'm not into that. So this is something that she's here to do, and that's why. That's why everybody else is just on Facebook now, no longer on Blog Talk, because people got tired of that bullshit and they need something real. So I'm not really amazed by this. This is the normal for Blue, if you know. Like I said, I had a
reading
for me off shit that I knew what it was just for the test with my sister. And the shit she pulled that I know she didn't know. I'm telling you this. I know she didn't know. Was fucking kind of amazing to me. So I've already been bedazzled. You niggas need to get on that list, you know what I'm saying, to get your shit together. It's more than just the ooh and ah factor.
It's
so important to know this kind of shit. If you know this kind of shit, then it kind of lets you know why you're on the planet. In Ifa, they give you these type of readings, which is truly actually just Akashic record reading. They read what's called your Ori, which means everyone who comes down here has this Ori. It's what's on your crown. And it's basically saying why I came to planet Earth. And I had one of these readings done before I even knew what it was. And let me tell you, this motherfucker was bad. The father was just, he was just straight psychic. But the way he told me to hold my hands, I was holding my hands like, I guess you could say I was doing curls I was doing weights, a curl.
Like
I had my
hands
open originally. And by the time he's doing the read, my hands are closed. So my Arisha girlfriend, his daughter was in the room. So she hit my hands and said, open your hands. And the pop said, no, he's holding his, whatever they call it, his Ujiwawa, whatever the fuck. And it brought my consciousness to my hands, and I could actually feel me holding my own reading. And he was reading this shit. So it ain't bullshit, you know what I'm saying? He's actually reading why I came to the planet. He dropped Pan, didn't know nothing about me, Pan shit. You always be protected by the feminine energy. This nigga told me, you came to planet Earth to teach. I said, what, computers? This is before I was into, like, metaphysics, not even into the occult. He was like, you came to Earth to teach. You didn't want to come. He said, somebody asked you to come. You was in the high realms chilling, nigga. You did all of this already. I didn't know what the fuck this nigga was talking about. So that shit is real. And actually, prior to that, I went to her godfather for a reading. And all I did was sat there and go, no. He's saying shit like, the bucket is half full for you. I'm like, well, that's for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He just said so much general shit. I wasn't no believer. I shit all over this nigga. You know what I'm saying? I didn't believe in none of that bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I was that dude. So I knew what the difference was bullshit. So when I popped in it, she's like, well, so, because Corley was so bullshit, she said, well, get an EFI reading for my pops. I'm like, whatever. You know what I'm saying? I got that reading from that motherfucker. And that nigga said, you do good around nature. All that pan shit, feminine energy will always take care of you. I'm like, what the fuck is he talking about? This nigga was giving me vision. Like, it was on his birthday. He was like, yo, he said, I'm going to give you a vision. Just hold the obsidian for a while. He's passing around this obsidian. I held the obsidian, and then Rhoda's going to have a vision of my aunt, you know, Kevin, who came on the remix. She was conscious in 1978.
Love her, too. Beautiful.
Conscious in 1978. I remember my sister having a stomach ache, and I'm putting a crystal configuration on my sister's stomach. And it just occurred to me. And then after I got in the crystals, called my aunt. She gave me a whole heap of shit on crystals, took me to the crystal store, all that. This dude. So I knew divination was real, the readings were real, and then I started seeing, when I became conscious, I started seeing how niggas would manipulate niggas. There was this nigga who used to do readings in this botanica where I would see the same people every week. So he would do your girlfriend is this, your rent's this, they're spying on you. He would play on people's lower nature and their paranoia. And because he would tell you that, and because everything comes from your creativity, your thinking, what you've been inspired by, they would make it real. It's easy. That's why all that Illuminati shit is real. You make it real because somebody tells you a fucking Beyonce is doing rituals to Baphomet, and then you're going to see that all the time. So much so you play a record backwards, and you hear them, she's going, I love you, Baphomet. And you're like, what? You know what I'm saying? And you believe that shit.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You're going to see what you're going to see. Some shit is just real
what
now.
What you want to see. Yeah.
Right.
But
shit is going to be geeked up, gassed up, because they're counting on that. That's a form of mind control. So now,
yes.
with that being said, for instance, I had another girlfriend, Lama Dama, came through. It was a slave spirit. I know who she was. She was in the Botanica while we were having sex.
Right.
Week later, I'm in the Botanica, see her, and I'm like, oh, that's the one who came through, this old slave woman. I thought I was just getting some hot slave pussy. And so my girl who owned the Botanica, Jackie, wasn't there. So I was forced to talk to her sister who didn't know much or couldn't explain much, and the psychic nigga. So he's telling me, 21 days. I'm like, I ain't giving that bitch no 21 days. You know what I'm saying? So he's like, where did you see her? I said, I seen her at my girlfriend's house. Ooh. So he's implying that my girlfriend's using her to get me out the house. I'm like, wait a minute, didn't you just hear she was bouncing on my dick when we met? That's a funny way of throwing me out. So then he just started giggling, you know what I'm saying? Which is another way to see, if I was that weak nigga, I would have said, well, let me get a reading and pay you $40. You get what I'm saying? So that hustle, there's niggas that pulled me to the side, told me all sorts of bullshit. See, if I didn't understand the concept of the ego, I'd be done it. Telling me bullshit. You have a kid out there. You know, and they know this is after the brother panic factor. You know what I'm saying? I'm handing out flyers, old brother. And like, Khadija couldn't stand driving my ass everywhere for flyers, and I don't blame her. So try to give me a reading, they get at her first. Oh, you seem disconnected. She said, you motherfucking right. She's disconnected because she can't stand your stupid ass. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
So then you know I'm going to stand there with her. So then all of a sudden it gets the brother panic. You going, this lecture's going to be okay. I'm like, I know it's going to be okay. I got Remix family love, nigga. We 2 million strong, motherfucker. Ain't nobody in the Remix ever let me down. This is for them.
That's
so
right.
We ain't guessing
that's
no
right.
more. If I'm going to put my ass on the line, it takes a lot for them lectures. Put out a lot of money.
Yeah.
I'm gonna put my ass on the line. It's gonna be for my niggas in the Remix because I know they support. You get what I'm saying? And they So I'm not even sitting around gonna worry. And my thing is, if I lose everything, fuck it. It ain't nothing but herb pack money that the Remix bought any fucking way. You know what I'm saying? So if motherfuckers come and don't pay, it's for the Remix. You know what I'm saying? It's worth it. You know what I'm saying? They support me anyway. Oh yeah, help me pay the rent.
Oh yeah.
So whatever, nigga. That's my mentality. I'm willing to lose it all. And not to be a love story for the Remix, I'm willing to lose it all if I'm going to do it. So I'm not even sitting around will I get off. Nigga, if you want to talk to me about something, talk about selling more herb packs. That's my livelihood. You know what I'm saying? If you want to do something, talk about more classes. So he's like, well, you're going to get more money to feed. I'm like,